Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows and not games and friendship and wonder and awe and sacrifice and journeying and trust and speed and agility. I don't have any more.
Drink Coke.
I thought you were drinking that when you came in, or did you bring two cans of Coke?
Yeah, I brought two cans of Coke and I drank one.
What is wrong with
you? No, that's not true.
Okay.
That's not true.
It's too many Cokes,
yeah,
mate.
Should we introduce ourselves?
Oh, yeah. I'm James, Mr. Sunday Movies. That's who I am.
I'm Nick Mason. I'm a regular human man.
Both of us.
But I'm drinking a sweet Coke. Nom, 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 nom.
That does sound pretty good.
We saw Avengers 2 this week, but we can't talk about
it.
We've been embargoed.
We haven't. We could talk about it.
We could, but...
But we thought, we'll wait a week, and that way everybody in the world then will mostly have seen it.
Okay, here's a spoiler alert for you, for Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
When we saw it, there was nothing at the end credits.
Yes.
Like at the end.
Yeah.
But that happened last time.
Yeah.
When the first Avengers movie came out, there was nothing at the end credits when we saw it.
And oh, with
then
the...
they added in the shawarma bit.
That's true, actually, yeah.
So, but maybe, so American listeners, maybe stay till the end, maybe don't. Who knows?
They've come out and said, we're not doing it.
Oh, really?
So I feel like...
There'll be a backlash.
No, I feel like, well, there was backlash.
Based
we'll
on
talk,
when we
we'll
saw
talk
it,
talk
yeah.
about that next week.
Okay, yeah.
We can talk about it now.
People were like, oh, what?
The best part of that was you laughed like a maniac.
I did.
And everyone was so upset, and you're like, ah!
It's pretty good.
And everyone was
I knew
so
it was
angry.
Coming. Yeah.
So that was really good. But speaking of Marvel movies,
but
sort
I say they've got no one to blame but themselves because clearly they were all
they set
huge
the precedent.
Nerds.
Yeah.
No, I mean the audience.
Oh, that. Right. Yeah.
Because
sure.
they're all huge nerds and they were there opening night, pre-opening night.
Yeah.
And then they should have looked it up.
I mean, we knew. We
exactly.
know nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even so, even if you did, like, I knew there was nothing, but I'm like, I still have to stay.
Exactly, just in
it's
case
it's that bloody
something.
Pavlov's bloody dog thing or whatever. It's sort of related to that. Or is it the Schrodinger's cat? What other scientific experiments could it be involving animals?
It's probably the dog and the cat having a scuffle.
Okay, cool.
I'm all about the Foley art this week.
Oh, I see. Is that what that's
a dog
called?
And a cat having a fight.
It's pretty good. All right, well, let's get into... Well, people asked, why didn't we talk about the Fantastic Four trailer last
okay,
week?
Great.
The second one. Because it wasn't out by the when we saw it.
Also, last week when we talked about trailers, the Star Wars Rogue One trailer was not out.
Also, exactly. But we'll be talking about that.
But nobody really wanted us to, and also haven't watched it. So,
oh, we can do that.
Okay, I'll watch
sure,
it real quick.
At some point.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do it just before we talk about it. How about that?
Okay, great.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the new Fantastic Four trailer, we just both rewatched it because it's been a week.
Yep.
What'd you think of it?
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Tell you what, because when we saw Age of Ultron, actually when I saw Age of Ultron for the second time, because I saw it in 2D.
Double up!
Because 3D is garbage.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. They played the original Fantastic Four trailer, which is the super interstellar-y one.
Oh, yeah.
And the new this new one, they've dropped all pretense of that
because
Interstellar's
they, yeah.
done.
Yeah.
So
now
it's,
they're like,
it's back to superhero
fun.
Origin. Yeah,
do you fun. Think that's a reaction to people going, it's very serious, isn't it?
I don't think anybody thought about it that much. I think people probably forgot about it completely.
Because
it took me a rewatch of that original trailer to remember that that's what they did. So I think
I think
they're just like, oh, Age of Ultron's coming out, Ant-Man's coming out, let's do a superhero-esque trailer.
That's it. Well, it's definitely a lot more fun. There's gags and stuff.
Yeah,
you get more personality out of each of them. You get Johnny Storm wisecracking. You get Rick Richards being a nerd. You get the girl.
Yep.
But I don't think she does anything beyond that.
She does a bit of wisecracking.
Oh, she does too. She calls him a jerk or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get the muscle.
Yeah. Who's looking very muscular.
So muscular.
Very.
I mean, you don't have to be muscular to be the muscle.
Yeah.
Do you?
You don't have to be the muscle to turn into the thing.
No. It helps.
But it would help if he had that mindset at all somehow. Like, he doesn't look like he's grown up with that mindset.
No. Yeah. I'm trying to think of somebody
who looks like he grew up in a neighborhood of real sickly kids. And he just was the muscle by default.
Okay.
Which is maybe that's true. Like, I don't know.
Well, Joe Pesci was the muscle in Goodfellas.
Yeah, okay.
And he was like a tiny lunatic.
It's true. So,
yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're going for more of that. Mm. But look, the thing is mostly mocap. So it doesn't, I guess it doesn't really matter.
I think it looks great.
The
I
thing,
mean, we've only seen
I agree.
It.
I completely agree. Mm, a lot of people don't like
it's
it, though.
It's the best one so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Absolutely it is. I heard someone complain that he doesn't have his brow, his thing brow.
Oh, okay, right.
What do you think of that?
No, I'm okay with that.
I think he's got some brow.
Yeah, he's got enough brow, I think. Yeah. Also, we haven't seen him speak yet.
No,
so,
or move
like, really.
At all, like his eyes or anything, or his eyebrows or brow.
And Age of Ultron has raised the CGI eyebrow game. So.
Boy, has it, in a big way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look, overall, it definitely looks better than what it initially did.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it remains to be seen.
Mm.
Optimistic.
It literally remains to be seen.
Yes, it does. Cautiously optimistic.
Yes, good.
And it's good to see their power. Oh, you see Doom as well. And he looks, it's a better look at him than what we've seen before.
Yeah. And they're still going with Doom is kind of, he's cosmic powered.
Yeah.
He's a weird metal man.
Yeah.
He's not like a maybe he is a technological genius, but
yeah.
Just put him in a suit of armor. I'm not cautiously optimistic anymore. I've crashed and burned straight away.
But he has to go and get scarred up and whatever.
Yeah, true.
But it looks like that mask is a different mask than what we've seen before.
Okay, right.
So
well,
I think
maybe
he might upgrade.
Okay, good.
And then they have to use teamwork to defeat him again.
Absolutely, teamwork will be good.
They have to use their powers, which I think Superman has most of those powers, to defeat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, except Superman can't do a force field, can he? Or turn into a rock.
Correct.
Or stretch.
Can't stretch.
And he can't go invisible.
Really embarrassed us here. You're going to get emails.
Good.
Yep.
All right. Furious. Anything else to say?
No, that's it.
All right. Furious 7 is getting
What can you say about a Fantastic Four reboot?
It'll be...
They're still making a sequel to it.
Obligation.
Yeah.
They have to make it legally or they lose the rights.
Uh-huh.
Furious 8 has a release date.
Oh, yes.
The sequel to Furious 7.
Uh-huh. Is it the 8th of the 8th for
no,
some reason?
No,
okay.
It's April 17th, 2017.
Okay.
I don't think that's any
significant at all.
No,
not at all.
Vin Diesel's like, look, it's what Paul Walker would have wanted, and we're going to make it the best one ever for him and whatever. And at a few of his press conferences, he sung that Paul Walker tribute song. I don't know if you've seen any of those videos.
I have not.
It's nice.
Did he write a Paul Walker tribute
song? No, you know, it's at the end when Paul Walker flies into the sky or whatever.
In the grease car,
In the grease car.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. I could sing it. I'm not going to. Just look up Vin Diesel, see it, and then you'll know. So look, it's no surprise. You happy it's continuing?
I am now, yeah.
More The Rock,
I've only seen one, so I'm not burned out.
Yeah, you're right.
I've only seen Furious 7, so.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think you can watch them in any order.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I think More The Rock, because I think we didn't mention that when we talked about it. He's not in it that much.
No, that's
he's
true.
Kinda, he's in at the start and he's in at the end. He's just sort of seen him in the middle a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But come on, if you get The Rock...
Use The Rock.
Use the bloody Rock,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he'd be a good The Thing? Or is he too much muscle?
Yeah, he's too much muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'd become the Thing and he'd be like, well, this didn't really add a lot, except now I'm orange.
Don't you reckon, I can't remember who said this, Bruce Willis would be a good
In fact, The Rock would be a better name for The Thing when you think about
yes, it would be. It's a good point. Bruce Willis would be a good voice of The Thing if he did it with enthusiasm.
So he wouldn't be a... good voice for The Thing because he would never
yeah,
do it
I guess
with enthusiasm,
so you're
right.
You got me there. You got me there.
It's like saying Harrison Ford would be a good choice for this if he did it with enthusiasm. You wouldn't though.
No, anyway, Frank Miller, we've talked about before how he's returning.
Crazy old Frank Miller, here we go.
He's capping off his Dark Knight Returns trilogy.
Okay.
The third one now has a name. It's called The Dark Knight The Master Race.
Oh boy, where's this gonna go?
this is coming out Fall of Torment.
Why are they letting him do another series?
Well, they're technically not letting him, in a way. Anyway, it's coming out this fall, in the Northern Hemisphere, so spring here. is co-writing with Brian Azzarello.
Oh, okay. Yep, sure.
Who did 100 Bullets?
100 Bullets, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which I still got to finish reading. It's going to be 8 issues and it's twice monthly. So they're burning them out, which
is
good.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think I'm fairly... Last time I said that Scott Snyder was doing it, who was doing the current Batman run.
Right,
but
okay.
I guess they've changed that. And I'm not sure who... They didn't mention who's doing the art. Not in this announcement anyway. They might have in the old one.
What if it's Frank Miller?
God. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think he can.
Crazy old Frank Miller.
But I don't think he's physically capable.
Right, okay.
I think he's... Yeah, he's not like as young and whatever and quick as he used to be. And also, you saw the art in The Dark Knight Strikes Again or whatever it's called.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So...
So you were saying technically they're not letting him do this?
Well, technically he's co-writing it.
Oh, I see. Right.
So I feel like
they're like, well, we want the Frank Miller name attached, but we don't want him to go off the rails. We'll get somebody else in.
Exactly.
We'll get Scott Snyder, and he's not doing it anymore because he had to deal with crazy old Frank Miller.
Yeah. So I want to see it. I want to read it.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know what it will turn out like. I feel like at the end of the second one. Or during the second one, they just kind of forgot Batman was old.
Right, yeah, that's true.
He's just kind of like he must be like 70 at least.
Probably nanotechnology.
Yeah, but he's just like Batmanning about.
Okay, I reckon based on the name, it's either going to be a Ra's al Ghul story,
mm-hmm.
because that would be Master Race, that makes sense.
Okay.
Or it's just Frank Miller being racist.
But he's not racist, is he?
I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't say.
He has a lot of thoughts.
He does have some thoughts, doesn't he?
Yeah. I know that Alan Moore doesn't like him. Because I know they've got very opposite political viewpoints.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And that's what that is.
Boy. Well, I'm excited for that.
Boy, yes. Before we get into the biggest news of the week.
Oh, yes.
Do you have any other newses?
Is the biggest news of the week the new Joker reveal?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to talk about, that yeah. one. Yeah.
So this happened yesterday. Well, uh-huh. Saturday for us, it's Sunday now.
Yep.
What did you think of it?
Okay, we've talked about before, mm-hmm. you know, you watch a movie and it's a PG-rated movie and there's graffiti movies. On the walls.
Yes.
And the graffiti is always like PG-rated graffiti, like you suck or I like rap.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. That's the equivalent of this. That's what it is. Like, you know what? When Heath Ledger was announced as the Joker, there's you can even see it. Somebody's made a collage of people hating on that idea from, you know, Reddit and Twitter and all the places.
Yes.
And he turned out great.
Yeah.
So I'm optimistic about this.
Yes.
But those tattoos are so weird.
Yeah.
It's very Good Charlotte. It's very Marilyn Manson.
Yes.
It's very, just to name another.
Di Atwood.
Yeah.
I think he has a tattoo of a penis on him.
Okay, right.
Somewhere as well.
But that would make more sense.
Not the Joker.
Right. The guy from D'Antwoord. Ninja from D'Antwoord.
Sorry, that's his name. Sorry, yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. The tattoos they only make sense if he got them before he was the Joker.
Okay.
And then he became the Joker. Because if he got them afterwards,
he would have had to go in and request them.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't...
Can I have ha 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 ha?
Yeah. Because they're not like... That would be better if there was like maybe one mad scrawl down him.
Yes.
But it's not, it's very stylized.
Yeah.
Like the font is very,
right.
You know what I mean? And I don't mind the big smiley mouth one on his arm, I guess.
I don't even mind the Joker card one.
No, that's...
What gets me is the ha ha ha.
What about
damaged on his head?
Like that's...
Because the Heath Ledger Joker certainly doesn't think he's crazy.
Yeah.
He thinks he's perfectly sane.
Yeah.
In order to get that...
Mm.
You'd have to be a massive attention whore.
And, I guess. Yeah. I mean,
he'd be like, it's like if you met a guy who had damaged on his head.
Yeah.
You'd be like, well, you can't be that damaged, can you? Really?
It's a very nice font.
Yeah, it's a great font. You sat still for that whole thing.
Yeah, look, I made a video how, look, it's not the end of the world. And look, this will hinge on the performance more than anything else.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But it's odd. There's some odd choices
there.
There's
some very odd choices,
Actually, I don't mind the teeth.
I don't mind the teeth.
Because it makes sense because Batman would have knocked them out so many times.
Right, exactly.
That he would have had them replaced and whatever
totally,
that
is. Yeah, I think Nightcrawler and the Alan Cumming Nightcrawler in X-Men 2, he had a lot of tattoos and it was odd.
Yeah.
But they weren't that distracting. I mean, I think that whole Nightcrawler design was over-designed.
Sure.
But it's not as distracting because you can't individually pick out all the tattoos.
No, yeah.
I think if maybe they were all illegible scrawl, or he'd done them himself.
Yeah.
Or they were, I don't know, almost anything else. like bands or people he'd killed. Sure. Like if he'd done him himself or something.
Sure. Even I think there was rumored scars at one point.
Okay,
just,
that would,
just covered in the whole blood be better. Yeah. From being stabbed or doing it himself whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But yeah, like again, if the origin of him is he's this weird poser punk rock guy and then he falls in the vat of chemicals and then he becomes the Joker, perfect sense.
Sure.
But I think like with the Heath Ledger Joker, and we keep going back to it because it was a real good Joker.
Yeah, it was.
Or like everything about his design like speaks to some weird origin that we're not privy to. Like we don't quite know where any of it came from.
Yeah.
Like why does he have the suit? Like
exactly.
Why is he dressed like that? We don't know. Was he?
He buys the suit during like at the start from the bank robbery money because he doesn't wear that. And then he comes in with it and they're like, and he's like, oh, I bought this suit with your money or whatever. It was expensive.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Right,
but that's an interesting choice even then to just go, well, I'm going to wear the most flamboyant suit possible
yeah.
to show off
yeah.
that I stole all your money.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And like, why has he decided to dye his hair? Why is he wearing face paint?
Why does he have the scars?
Why does he do any of
it? We don't know any of those things. And it's
yeah. And look, again, I think Jared Leto will be fine as the Joker.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think he'll nail it.
Do you think he'll be shirtless the whole time?
I don't think so. I think they'll have to make him, because he looks like he's been working out.
Right.
So I think there'll be parts of it.
I think maybe he appears, like, here's my speculation, that when we first see him, he's shirtless in Arkham Asylum or in prison
doing
or whatever.
Doing chin-ups or whatever. Because the Joker does keep fit in a lot of incarnations. He has to.
Yeah. But then he puts on his Joker clothes and we don't see him.
Okay, sure.
But I think the mistake here, and if we saw that at the movies, maybe we'd be like, you know, just for a few seconds, we'd be like, oh, look, he's all tatted up. What's the story there?
Yeah.
But having seen it in like this super crisp HD image, just looks weird.
There's also the other, some people have mentioned, because it's the 75th anniversary of the Joker, that's why they released it, that those tattoos aren't going to be in the final design.
Oh, okay, right.
That like, this is just to kind of highlight some of the things that he's about, I guess.
Okay.
Which is, he's got a jester and a damaged on his
head. Have they started filming? They have started filming.
I think they have. They're doing initial principal photography.
Yeah. I would say maybe now, if they haven't filmed the shirtless scenes, maybe now is time to rethink those designs.
Yeah. And look, and you know what? It could totally work.
Yeah.
We could see it and go, oh, that makes total sense why he has those things.
You know what I think would be fun?
What?
Different tattoos in every scene.
Okay.
Like they keep changing. I think. Like no explanation.
Yeah.
We're not like, oh, it's magic or whatever. But it's just sort of this element of him that's, you know, he's so chaotic that every time you're like, is it the same? Is it just different?
That's really, I like that idea.
If you're listening, I don't
David
know.
David Ayer. Yeah. That's the guy.
Do that.
Yeah. But yeah, look, again, it remains to be seen. I'm still excited for it. Mm. I mean, and as I said in the video, every interpretation of the Joker is different.
Yeah.
And they're all drawing on other Jokers and reinterpreting them, whatever. And
so there's no wrong design.
No. Ultimately. And at the end of the day, they'll change it again.
Yeah.
They could even change it again in this same universe in the next movie.
He could, I'm also, like, if they embrace him being this weird poser, good Charlotte punk rock guy, fine.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't be like, look how tough this guy is because he's got a ha 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 tattoo. You know, I'm not buying that.
Okay.
I'm not buying the damaged tattoo if he thinks he's a tough guy.
Do you think it would have been better if the tattoo, the ha ha ha, would look like he'd done them himself and they were upside down, like he'd drawn them on himself?
Yeah, maybe. Or
none.
Maybe he's got some and then the last like tattoo gun stroke is like a really long line because he's killed the tattoo artist midway. Like if all the tattoos had that indicating that he'd killed the artist as soon as they'd finished, I think that would work.
Sure. Yeah. Look, I like the hair. I like how he looks in general. Like, he's got the good build. He looks crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it'll probably be fine.
Totally.
Yeah. Anyway, I got a letter here. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Or do you want to read it?
No.
In your head.
Okay.
No, I'll just read it.
Okay, good.
Hello there. I'm just returning from the Star Wars celebration in Anaheim,
which was
4 days of intense Star Wars fandom with more than 50,000 attendees. This is last weekend, for those not in the know, Star Wars Celebration weekend.
They showed off BB-8.
Boy, did they.
Mm-hmm.
Someone sent me a video of a guy
making his own.
One. Yeah.
I saw that. Yeah.
I watched that. And I was like, I don't understand a lot of this, but I respect it.
Yes.
The main highlight was the announcement of trailers being released left and right amidst thousands of avid fans. Gareth Edwards presented the Rogue One teaser and revealed the spin-off movies will be known as the Anthology series. The trailer had a gritty front line of war vibe that was similar to the look of the Halo Live series. Love the show. Looking forward to the original trilogy episode of the Weekly Planet, which we may get to in a moment, Mason.
Oh, should I watch the Rogue
One? Yeah,
I was going to
say, do you want to watch it now?
I'll watch it now.
Yeah, it's more of a teaser. It's not nothing, mate.
Well, that's what I... Because not a huge number of people were like, that's crazy. Why didn't you put it in the... Because, you know.
Yeah, because there's only a leaked version.
We have that Halo Live series on Netflix. We should probably watch that.
Oh, yeah, we're getting money from them, aren't we?
We are not getting any money from them. They don't need our money. If anything, we're literally giving them money for Netflix.
That's a good point.
All right, here we go.
Lifestyles of the rich and the famous. Always complaining.
Complaining. Oh, God, where is it? Is it this top one? Is it the one from IGN?
Probably not. Actually, someone emailed it to me.
Okay, great.
So I can probably find it for you if you want it. What a hassle. God. What a chore my life is. So thank you, Cyrus, for emailing through. He actually emailed a version to me.
Oh, wait, there's a fan-made trailer.
No, I got it right here.
Okay, great.
So Cyrus has come through, Mason.
Great,
he's
thank
done
you,
what
Cyrus.
You couldn't do. Look at a thing on the internet.
Yeah, I can't. I've never been able to do that.
There you go.
Great.
Say thank you, Cyrus.
Thank you, Simon.
Mean it.
This is just the Jurassic World trailer. Should I be reacting to this live?
React.
I don't want to.
I don't.
It's the next big thing on the internet, but
boy,
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't do it either.
Whee! There's really nothing to that.
No. Well, it's a teaser. You know, they haven't started filming. They're still even talking about casting at the moment. Uh-huh. Oh, I just wanted to ask though.
Yes.
You mentioned reacting live on the internet.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on that?
I hate it. It's dumb. Everybody does it is dumb.
Sure, yeah, I don't do it. Should I?
No.
I feel like, I don't know, because I do the things you missed or whatever, which is equally as pandering and clickbait kind of whatever.
Yeah, but at least you write some stuff down. I
sure,
don't know.
I guess so.
I'm sorry if everybody, all of our listeners do reaction videos.
No,
I just have no interest.
Sure, no, of course, why do you care what some guy thinks of whatever?
Uh-oh.
Or girl? But also, they can be done well if somebody's interesting. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If they, but, and also, you love it when people cry during these things, don't you? Anyway, do you want to know about Rogue One? What we know about it?
Okay, let's hear about it.
All right. Okay, so it is a heist movie.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I thought you'd be happy with that because when it was titled Rogue One, it threw a few people, including me. It's like, is this a? Because there was going to be a Red 5 movie.
Right.
I was
right.
Like, oh, is this going to be like
an X-wing
movie?
Yeah.
It's going to be a heist to steal the Death Star plans, and it takes place before Episode 4. There's also some promo.
It'd be weird if it took place after that.
Well, it could, because there's another Death Star.
Not that weird, though.
But basically, so it's a war movie, Gareth Edwards.
We got the plans for the Death Star. You mean the one we just blew it up? Yeah, but we can put them up on the wall or something. Look how good they are.
Holograms.
Because
there wasn't a hologram in A New Hope. Do you remember? It was just a little blip, blip, blip,
yep.
Blip, blip.
Mm-hmm.
And then Return of the Jedi, they were like, look at this hologram.
Mm.
Look at all the technology we have now. Yeah, so it's set in a world where there are Jedi in the universe. It's actually set at the same time as Star Wars Rebels, which
okay.
I don't think you've seen any of that.
Yeah.
I've seen like one episode, which I got to actually watch through. But apparently it's good.
Mm.
Freddie Prinze Jr. is in it.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, voice off?
Yes.
Okay.
No, he's the only
live action
member.
Character. Yeah, great.
It's like Space Jam with Freddie Prinze
Jr. Hey, it's me, Freddie Prinze Jr. What am I doing in the Star Wars universe?
No, it's more Bobby's World then, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Which we talked about the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway. So yeah, and basically the idea is the Jedi aren't coming.
Oh, help. Right, sure.
Like, it's just like, these are just guys. Mm. There's no space magic police who are going to step in and solve anything. Like, they're on their own.
Good.
So
finally.
Yeah. Well, yeah, which is better, I think. Mm. Especially in that era. I mean, you could potentially, there's characters you could get.
Right.
Like the Freddie Prinze Jr. character. And you could get, say, Obi-Wan Kenobi or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't even know that that's there. When he first sees the Death Stars, it's Death Star. He's like, what's going on here?
Right.
He didn't know.
Mm.
So I think it's a great idea.
How many Jedi are in hiding at the time of A New Hope?
Is the plural of Jedi?
It's Jedums.
Oh, okay. How many Jedums?
Couldn't it seems to be a lot.
It used to be a lot.
Yeah.
It's changed.
Right.
Because the continuity.
Okay.
At the moment, there's probably more than this. There's Obi-Wan. There's Kanan, who's the Freddie Prinze guy.
Right.
And he's got an apprentice.
Okay.
And Kanan was... He's actually got an interesting backstory, which I should look into more. He... Oh, and also Ahsoka... Anakin Skywalker's apprentice.
Ahsoka
something. She's going to turn up in Rebels TV show as well. So there's, I don't know, there's those guys. Right. There's probably more.
There's probably tons.
Yeah, no doubt. But yeah, they're not going to, I don't think they're going to be drawing on them. But Kanan is, I hope his name's Kanan. Anyway, he's,
I hope it's not.
He was a Padawan
right.
when all this went down.
Uh-huh.
And then he just gave it up.
Okay,
like he became
right.
a smuggler and then he kind of picks it back up right. again. Which is interesting. I like that.
So he was one of the children that was not killed
yeah.
at the time of
Yeah,
episode
he might
three.
Have been like, he's probably 35, 40.
Okay, right.
Say. So, yeah. Yeah, I like that. And he's got a ponytail, so.
Great. Bald and a ponytail?
No, unfortunately.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Just imagine Freddie Prinze Jr. with a ponytail.
Oh, I always do.
So, yeah, if we know Felicity Jones is in it.
Yep.
Which is great. There's also rumored that Riz Ahmed, have you seen Nightcrawler?
Yes.
He's the guy, he's cameraman in it.
Oh, okay,
he's
cool.
rumored to be in it. And Sam Claflin, who's the dude from Hunger Games.
Good Foley work.
With the spear. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yep. Okay.
With the trident. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, great.
Cool.
I'm really looking forward to it. It's coming out next December, so it's a year between Star Wars movies.
I'm more excited for that than I am for The Force Awakens.
Really?
Yep.
But you loved The Force Awakens trailer more than the Batman Punches Superman one.
I don't think I did.
I think you said that.
I could be proven
words.
Wrong.
Yeah.
I could be proven wrong by anybody listening to the last episode.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to go back.
That's
so.
It.
Mm. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So look, Mason.
Yes.
Somebody emailed in and said, why are you doing a Star Wars episode this week when next week is like May 4th and you could do it then? Which makes a lot of sense.
Makes heaps of sense.
But we're
doing... everybody will be doing a Star Wars episode then.
That's right. And we're going to do Avengers next week. So
right.
Why not switch things up?
Yeah. And then also, then we have to do a Star Wars episode every May the 4th.
Oh, yeah. Let's not set that precedent.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll run out of stuff to say.
Yeah, real quick. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what you've got to say about Star Wars in general, Mason. Can I ask you a question about Star Wars?
Yes.
I've written this down.
Okay.
What was your first memory of Star Wars? Are we going to talk original trilogy, just original trilogy, and
yep.
then on May the 4th? No. At some point down the line, we'll do prequels and then we'll do spin-off or whatever.
Okay,
know.
sure.
Anyway, sorry, go on.
Watching Star Wars.
That's your
that was my first memory of Star Wars.
But you would.
Actually, you know what? My first memory of Star Wars was I went to a birthday party and I was very young. I can't remember how young I was, but like, I don't know, 5 or something.
And you got cracked with a stormtrooper rifle.
Yeah, exactly.
Right in the mouth.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Soured my whole perception of Star Wars. No, and everybody got a Star Wars toy, like an action figure.
Really?
And I got, and I can't remember what it was. We've had a conversation about this offline, and by that I mean in real life.
Off the line.
Off the line.
Yeah.
That it wasn't like Luke Skywalker or like Chewbacca or Han Solo.
Was it Ponda Bubba?
It was like some garbage, like Rebel Admiral or something like that. Like some one of the ones.
Crix Nadine?
Yeah, probably Crix Nadine. I don't know. One of them. Just one of the ones.
Mon Mothma?
No, it wasn't Mon
Mothma. Did he have a little white beard?
Yes, I think he did.
I think that's Crix Nadine.
So he was like,
is that? I don't know, anyway.
Whichever one he was just a guy, like just a guy in like a grey uniform with grey hair and kind of a grey complexion. And everybody else had Boba Fett and bloody Luke Skywalker or whatever. And I got that one. And I'm like, oh, okay.
If you can find who that is and tweet Mason pictures.
Give me some options.
Yeah.
Give me some options. Send me the box art or whatever and I'll remember it probably.
At
but
Wikipedia
it was not a good
Brown.
One. Yeah, it was not a good one.
Well, mine's similar, my experience. I didn't see any of the original ones in the cinema. I wasn't alive.
Right.
You would have seen them either, I'd imagine.
No, I think I saw it on my TV.
Yeah, yeah. I got an Admiral Akbar action figure.
What?
When I was like 5.
An
I was
Admiral
like...
Akbar action figure?
Yeah.
Did it say on the box, AC, K-T-I-O-N.
It did, yeah.
Right.
And I loved it, man. Yeah. I love that bloody Admiral Akbar action figure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think I might even still have it somewhere. But it was, I think it must
did it have karate chop action?
But isn't that, though, indicative of how they market Star Wars?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's our first memories of Star Wars.
Yeah, a toy.
A toy of somebody we don't recognize.
Right. We received a toy, and it was built into our brains. And so, yeah, I guess, so even when we
did, so I just love how you got the
the garbage one, yeah. Not even bloody Admiral Akbar, which has weird retro nostalgia value, like dumb campy value. Look, I got a fish-headed man. I just got an action figure of an old guy. Great.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's all toys. Like, really, so much of it is just designed to sell toys. And we can talk about that in a bit, and how that kind of started. But that's how they've kind of kept the fandom alive.
Yeah, that's why everybody loves Star Wars.
Yeah.
And nobody loves Star Trek. Action figures.
Yeah.
It's a blitzkrieg of action figures every chance they get.
Absolutely. Mm. Just rolling them out.
Do you remember those Star Wars and Transformers combination action
figures? I remember
that.
They weren't that long ago, were they?
That was quite recent.
Yeah. Mm. There was like a Darth Vader who turned into a TIE fighter.
Yep.
And
Admiral
Akbar would turn into Grimlock. I don't think that's real.
But make that happen if you could.
Absolutely. Yeah, for me though, yeah, I'd seen like bits and pieces growing up, but uh-huh. I remember they put them on all on TV,
yep.
Which was like a big deal for some reason,
uh-huh,
which
yeah.
is ridiculous when you think about it. They were like, every Friday we're doing a new Star Wars. And I was like, oh my God, I love this. This is the best thing ever.
Right.
So that was when I kind of first all watched them. Mm. And then not long after that, they re-released them in 97, which, did you go see them all?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Was this the special edition version?
Special edition,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
And I remember being so excited seeing the trailer. Mm-hmm. And
that you wet yourself.
I wet myself.
A fine tradition that continues to this day, every time you watch a trailer.
Little did they know I'd already wet myself, but I had that as cover.
That's
luckily.
Right.
But like, do you remember seeing it in the cinema?
Anytime you wet yourself in public, you're like, I'm just watching this trailer.
There was...
Thank God for iPhones.
I tell you what. I used to have to carry my Sega Game Gear around with the thing clipped in the top. I didn't have a Sega Game Gear. Do you remember that? They had the TV thing. It's like, you can watch TV. And then you'd clunk this massive aerial into the top.
The bunny ears in it.
Yeah. Amazing. But the trailer was, it was just a TV. Mm-hmm. And you saw Star Wars playing on this little TV. And then it's like, and now experience Star Wars on the big screen. And the X-Wing like flies out of the TV
what?
And fills up the screen.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I'd already seen them recently. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. I have to go see that. And there was like the promise of new stuff in it.
Yeah.
Which at the time I was like, amazing.
There's more things.
I'm so glad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Were you excited for that? Or were you like, whatevs?
Yeah, because I've never seen them on the big screen
before. Okay,
that's true.
Absolutely.
Mm. So... was this the dawning of George Lucas messing not only with the action sequences and the CG, but altering the narrative, like having Han shoot first and stuff
I think
that?
So, yeah. Okay. That's when all that started.
And now how many versions of these movies are there?
I couldn't tell you. There'd probably be at least four official, at least.
Right.
Because they laserdisc them.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then they did the special edition where they had widescreen and regular screen.
Yep.
On VHS. And I think I had the widescreen that was in a silver box, like a Darth Vader box. They also changed all the posters, and they're not as good as the classic-y kind of...
Right, yeah.
I think
yeah.
the classic posters are much better. And then they did them again, I think, in 2004 or 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think they recently... and then they did them a few years ago again in a big Blu-ray box set.
Uh-huh.
And they added things like Ewoks blinking.
Great.
Ewoks with eyelids. And now they just announced they're going to digitally re-release them again.
Oh, in HD this time.
But they
super
haven't,
HD.
But they haven't specified
what version.
And everyone's like, great, what version is this? And they haven't,
here's
said something.
Here's my guess.
Yeah.
Literally every version.
Okay, they could,
you can get whatever
they?
Version you want.
Yeah.
And then people will buy every version.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely
people
right.
People will buy every single version because they're like, well, what'll the special edition version, like what'll the CGI look like in super HD, HD or whatever, you know?
Not very good.
Okay, so go back though. What was your first experience of watching them originally? Like it was on TV.
Yeah, it was. I think
did you love them originally?
I
or was
did.
It just a thing to watch?
No, I think I loved. I remember we had, my family had this house in the country.
Yes.
And that sounds fancy. And it was,
I've been
not,
there.
Yeah, you've been there.
Yeah.
It's not good, is it?
No. Toilets are outside.
Yeah, that's it. But it's
my toilet has air quotes around it.
Yeah, that's right.
Barely functioning.
But
just walk out in the desert.
That's right. We had a VHS copy
have
of
a better experience. Yeah,
we had a VHS copy of Empire Strikes Back.
If you can imagine, listeners, that cabin at the start of The Ring, where it's just desolation, and then just a TV and a VCR, and you die there.
It's a pop up VCR as well.
Yeah,
yeah, it was a pop up.
Yeah, that's your country house.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You are dead on. but I had a lot of bad memories, man.
Great.
But yeah, so I'd watched Empire Strikes Back a lot
because uh-huh.
there's nothing to do down there, as you know.
No. So you just had one of the trilogy.
Yeah, well, yeah, at that point, but I'd seen them all. But that's the uh-huh. one I'd seen the most,
right,
and
right.
the one I still like the most, regardless.
Mm.
But do you want to go through them film by film, though?
Okay, sure.
So, A New Hope... Oh, by the way, just quickly. George Lucas is on record and filmed in the 80s, late 80s, saying they were going to basically restore color to old black and white movies,
uh-huh.
like Casablanca and a bunch right, of whatever. Right. And he went on record as saying, these should be preserved in their original format. You're destroying art and blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh, sure.
And now, obviously, he's...
Would you say, though, that he doesn't believe that Star Wars is art?
That's very possible.
Maybe he's changed. Like, maybe.
I think the difference is that he sees them as his. And they are. Well, not yep. we sold them now.
Uh-huh.
But it's got to a point where Star Wars is kind of everybody's now.
Sure.
I just mean, like, you've made something so big.
That's true.
That it's.
And they don't, you know, they don't seem to mind if you make a fan film.
Yeah, they
or, you know,
use like the effects.
Use the effects or, you know, cut up your own version yeah. and just put it on the internet or yeah. whatever. Oh, man, they probably have an issue with that. But,
sure.
you know, mostly if you want to make a fan film or, you know, sell stormtrooper suits or whatever.
Yeah.
They didn't seem to have a problem. With
he's
things,
always so. Been really good with that with that side of stuff.
Yeah.
Because I think he's very particular about how he does things, but he's also very nurturing of other people's kind of fandom and what and what they want to do, which is, you know, he should be commended for. But
and that's the only thing he should be commended for. Also giving billions of dollars to charity, I guess. Fine.
Two things.
Otherwise, what a garbage pile of a human being. Am I right? No, he's fine.
He's fine.
They're just movies.
They just are. You're right. Well, A New Hope wasn't also originally called A New Hope. It was just called Star Wars.
Right.
And before that, it was just called The Star Wars.
Yep.
There's a comic you can actually get of it where they've...
And then before that, it was The Good Old Star Wars.
Yeah, it was like it's a newish comic where they've taken his original screenplay
uh-huh.
and made it. So, like, Luke's, like, the Obi-Wan Kenobi kind of character, Han Solo's, like, a green alien.
Right.
Apparently, it's not very good. I've been meaning to read it, but it's very, like, insightful.
Okay,
yeah. How it kind of started
uh-huh.
and whatever. Watching A New Hope... Well, it got changed to A New Hope. They added that title and Episode 4
right.
to it. Because it was like a Flash Gordon-y kind of thing. Because wanted... We talked about this, didn't we?
I think so, yeah.
He wanted Flash Gordon and they... wouldn't give him Flash
That's
Gordon.
Right. But it's always been, like, the thing about Star Wars is it was never intended to be to have two sequels and three prequels and then a million spin-offs, right?
Well, what happened originally, but it's part of his fee, he said, look, I don't want more money.
Uh-huh.
Give me the rights to the sequels. Give me the rights to the toys.
Oh, so there we go.
Yeah, so he intended to it.
So that's a product.
Absolutely, yeah. And look, I don't know whether he intended that. Like, he obviously didn't know it was going to be this.
Right.
Because how could you possibly predict that?
Right.
But I think he had enough foresight to know this is... It just hit at the right time.
Yeah.
Because all sci-fi was so dreary and kind of like, it's a man who's stuck in a dystopian world and at the end... He finds
maybe he's a replicant. Yeah, maybe he's not.
And he kills himself or whatever. Right. And then Family Guy do a really good parody of it where it's like the end of a 70s sci-fi movie. And
right.
Anyway, you should look it up. But
but my feeling is that, like, at the inception of Star Wars, he wasn't like, okay, I've got plans. And I think people have this idea that he had plans for two sequels and three prequels because the first one's called Episode 4.
Yeah.
That he had those three planned out perfectly.
No.
And... you know, and they're always in his mind and they were just unmade.
Yeah.
They were all completely fully fleshed out in his head and two sequels. And it was going to be this big thing with a clearly defined beginning and ending.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. The first one's called Episode 4 because the premise is that it's like a Flash Gordon-esque
serial. Jumped in.
You've just walked into the theater because you want to see something and it happens to be the fourth episode.
You're right.
You don't need any pre-context. You pick it up. You don't need to know where it's going necessarily.
No.
Yeah.
And like a lot of it he did make up as he went along, but he did envision...
Oh, you can't tell.
No, I mean, but he did envision three films to start with.
Right.
Because he had to split that down because they're like, we don't have the budget for this. This is impossible to make.
Right.
And they barely managed to do the one at the time.
Mm.
But looking back on that movie,
apparently it was a nightmare to film.
Oh yeah, absolutely. There's a good documentary actually I can recommend during the What We Read.
Oh yes.
But like that first movie, watching it now,
yep,
it's very slow.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, and
it's got this. Yeah, every movie of that era is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's very impressive, especially for the time. Yeah. And it's got great characters.
And it would have been very fast-paced for the time.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But, like, it starts off with the battle, you know, the starship going overhead. And that's amazing itself. Uh-huh. And then there's the battle on the spaceship. And then it's just droids wandering in the desert for 30 minutes.
Yes, it is.
And, like, moisture farming and whatever.
Yeah.
And then it kind of picks up again.
People drinking blue milk or whatever.
That's right. But like it is, it's of its time.
Mm.
But yeah, people were like, "Oh, it's got a cracking pace." It does not have a cracking pace, but it's still great. Like it's still, I think it ages very well.
I think with screenwriting classes and things like that, they often cite Star Wars as here's your classic action adventure movie structure kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Beginning, middle, end.
Yes,
we did it.
We did it. But I remember seeing an interview with Dean Devlin, who wrote Independence Day.
Right, yeah.
Do you know who he is?
You're probably among many other things.
But I remember
90s action movies.
Yeah, but in the 90s, I saw this interview, and he's like, the first time I saw Star Wars,
he's the Roland Emmerich of those movies.
Exactly right.
No, they're the same guy, pretty much.
Yeah, the same project.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was like, when I first saw Star Wars when I was a kid, and then Darth Vader entered, and everybody in the crowd booed, and he was like, how did everybody know to do that? It was amazing. And I was like, because he's... Look at him!
Yeah.
Like, it's obvious. Like, and the music and he's shooting guys. All, and they're like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's very obvious.
He's surrounded by a phalanx of stormtroopers who are just shooting people in the back as they run away. Like, come on.
Exactly.
So who's booing in a movie theater? Did they boo in the 70s?
No. I think if you went to an audience where everybody's into it. Can you imagine like Star Wars Celebration?
Yeah, but this is pre anybody knowing anything about Star Wars.
Yeah, I guess
like
you're
it's right. 1979 or whenever it came out.
This is Dean Devlin's story, man.
Okay, I don't know good what to point. Tell
you. You can probably still find that interview. It's from like 97.
Great.
Yeah.
I think people lied a lot in the 90s.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
But people look, don't lie just now.
You go in. This is your first. This is everyone's first experience with Star Wars.
Yeah,
you go in, you see a guy. He's all dressed in black. He's walking down a corridor. You boo him. The audience boos him. What?
I think it's different here where we grew up. I think in the States in particular, people are more vocal in the cinema.
That's probably.
I don't know whether that's true. I've never been there.
Yep.
But I just think, from what I've from some stories I've heard.
I've been there, but I didn't go to the movies. I took in some culture.
Good for you. Mm. Empire State Building?
No.
Bridges.
Starbucks. Just a whole bunch of Starbucks.
Yeah. The other thing I'd say in ours is laughter.
Yeah. Mm.
And I remember the last time I think someone yelled something out was when the start of Rocky and someone yelled, Adrian! And then everybody, the Rocky Six or whatever it was, and nobody laughed.
Great.
And then he shut up.
Good.
Like, I think that was the last time I heard someone yell something out, which is great.
That is great.
Yeah. But the characters are great, right? In that story, right?
You seem very unsure about yourself.
No, it's, it's one of those things I won't go back and watch it anytime soon because I know it. Like, I could.
You won't even watch it pre Force Awakens?
No.
Really?
Okay. I don't need to.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. It's embedded in your skull
exactly.
forever. You can just look at your Admiral Akbar action figure.
Exactly.
Just it'll just waft into your brain again.
But yeah, like, everybody on set was like, this is not going to be good.
Right.
Like, everybody.
Uh-huh.
Like, most people.
Even Harrison Ford? Eternal optimist Harrison Ford?
He's probably...
When he was a young grandpa?
He was 33 when he made that.
Wow.
Yeah, so... He's older than I thought he was when he made it. But everyone else was like, Mark Hamill was like 24 and Carrie Fisher was like 19.
Right, okay.
But yeah, like, and Alec Guinness notoriously hated it.
He was apparently, also 33.
It was also 33. And like, but he was very gentlemanly about it. Apparently he was like really good on set and, quite.
I think there are like letters that he sent to people in England and things like that that are like, I'm working on this garbage movie. I don't
care for it, quite frankly.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's also wearing a wig in those movies.
Ooh.
Yeah, so... I got great wig da, as we've talked about.
Yes. I trust your judgment.
Do you remember the Obi-Wan Kenobi Darth Vader fight?
The incredibly slow one, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's originally for the...
It's like four strokes.
It is, yeah. Those were like poles that had like a rotating, like kind of reflective film strip.
Okay,
and that's
sure.
how they originally did the lightsabers.
Uh-huh.
So it was just kind of this, and you watch the behind the scenes and there's just this weird clacking and buzzing kind of situation.
It would really be impossible to tell, like on a movie, like we've never been on a movie set,
yeah.
But it would really be impossible to tell if you're working on a good movie or a bad movie.
Especially something like this.
In almost all cases, even now, especially now, because you could be working, if you're working on a movie and it's entirely green screen,
yeah.
Like you're just standing in front of green screens.
Yeah.
Probably going to be bad.
It's probably Sin City too.
Yeah, it's probably a Sin City film.
Or Sky Captain.
Or you've gone back in time and you're working on the Star Wars prequels. But it would be really hard, like impossible to tell. You'd have to base it on...
Script,
or you have... But even then, they might chew it up in editing or whatever. Yeah. Like, you have to base it on, like, the direct... Like, you'd have to trust the director implicitly.
Definitely.
And kind of, like, what's the production company's track record like? Yep. What else have they done? But I mean...
And even then, there's no guarantees.
Like the prequels.
Mm, exactly. Yeah. Which we're not talking about.
Not talking about until next time. All right, fine.
There was talk about, actually, it was rumored that they were going to go back and digitally alter that Obi-Wan fight to make it more somersaulty.
Wow, okay.
I don't know whether that...
But you know what? The somersaults are the least impressive parts of those lightsaber
battles.
Absolutely. Think about that Yoda... We're not talking about the prequels, but think about that Yoda Darth...
Yeah.
What's his face?
Maul, Fastidious, Bane, Cadius.
Dooku.
Vader. Dooku.
Dooku. Yes. There we go. There was the roulette wheel of Sith Lords in your head. Just...
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Where it's like a man who's not Christopher Lee with Christopher Lee's head pasted on it fighting nothing.
Yep, exactly.
In a green screen room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how they could have filmed that? Just get a guy to just flail around for an hour.
That's what they did.
Just flail around with no, like... No guidelines at all. Just swing your sword and jump and flip and kick, and then we'll just cut around at 5 minutes of fight footage.
You take out all the CGI and special effects from that, and that's the Star Wars kid.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
If you don't know what the Star Wars kid is, look up the Star Wars kid.
That's old news these days, isn't that weird?
It is, but I feel like that's probably... There'd be people who haven't seen that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So anyway, original trilogy.
Yeah. Look, and the weird thing is... When he decided to remaster them or whatever, there's nothing wrong with them.
Right.
Like, they're of the time, obviously, but they're amazing. Like, on a technical level.
Yeah, sure.
Like, the stuff that they managed to do, that Death Star thing, which they all redid and all CGI.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I was really excited to see. Because I guess technically it's better, but it's... CGI from that era doesn't date.
No, it's that era where they thought they could CGI everything, but they really shouldn't.
Yeah, like the Jabba the Hutt scene and that's... And again, we've talked about that before. Putting the Jabba the Hutt scene ruins the Jabba the Hutt reveal.
The reveal, exactly, yeah.
That's it.
There's a lot of stuff that... Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a famous quote when Han starts to shoot first. When that was edited in.
Yeah.
Where, you know, people are like, well, why can't Han shoot first? Like, he's a rogue kind of thing. This guy is going to kill him, kind of thing. And George Lucas is like, no, but he has to be a good guy. You know, Han Solo has to be a good guy. This isn't a movie about the redemption of, like, flawed heroes. And everybody's like, no, but that's what the entire trilogy is about. That's what Darth Vader is, a flawed hero that
you don't understand your own.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, he can make whatever changes he wants, but I feel like he's...
It's out of his hands.
It's out of his hands, and it just got away from him, and to the point where he doesn't know what's good about it anymore.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Right. And because there was so much interference in that first movie, the studio constant pressure from the studios. They were like, "This is going to be rubbish," and everyone sets like, "We hate this." And he's battling with the English crew because they're like, they wanted to shoot it traditionally, and he's like this young hotshot filmmaker, and he was stressed out of his mind. It's the only one. He didn't direct the next two.
And they filmed in Tunisia.
Yeah, and everything got wrecked.
That's right. All the sets get constantly kept being destroyed.
Yeah, nothing worked. Like, none of the droids worked.
Which makes sense why he chose to green screen everything in the prequels. Because he's like, well, you know, a monsoon can't come in and destroy these green screens. And if they do, we'll just purchase some more green screens.
Exactly, yeah. And also, at the start... Because actually, the Phantom Menace is the only one that it's got the most on-set stuff. Because they actually went to Tunisia and whatever. Yeah. The second one, they do a little bit. And I think the third one, there might be one scene that's not on green screen or in a set. That's actually in the open.
That's the lava scene. That's real lava.
They did film real lava for that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but all that's obviously real
in
lava.
In my face.
Yes. But yeah, no, all that's obviously green screen. But what was I going to say? Can't remember. But you can
onset,
feel...
Onset interference.
Yeah, it's like he was just getting hammered from everybody.
Right, right.
Like everybody was just on his back and it broke him.
Yeah.
Like, so, which, you know...
You can't tell though.
No, certainly not.
We're making concerned faces and tugging at our collars comically. Ooh.
But yeah, but even at the end he said, I remember him saying... The only thing that he was happy with
was fear itself.
Yes. No, the only thing that, I don't know whether he said this or someone said that, he loved the score, everything else, like special effects wise, and even certain scenes, he was disappointed with.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because the special effects couldn't do exactly what he wanted them to do.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it was 1977.
Right.
So, but even the advances they made just after that were phenomenal. And I can see why he did go back and change the X-Wing fight.
Right,
and whatever, but...
I guess that would be incredibly annoying if you were like... Yeah, like the year after you released this, like your first big movie.
Yeah.
Your first blockbuster. The next year people were like, oh, here's a little special effect trick that would have made everything incredibly easy and look a lot better.
But a lot of
I could understand why that would flip a switch in your brain. And for you to go, oh, if I could go back, when I become a billionaire, I'm going to go back.
I'm going back. Mm. Yeah. And a lot of the special effects and advances in film technology is off the back of this movie.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Like the Skywalker sound and like Lucas, what is it called? The Industrial Light and Magic. Like that were just a team of guys who'd like worked on, I think, TV commercials.
Right, right, right.
And they were like, oh, you need to make this Death Star battle. Right. And they're like, oh, what?
I just take long photographs of cereal. I don't understand.
But they built like a 40-foot like Death Star.
Oh, a trench.
Like in a car park.
Right.
It was like 40 by 20 or something. Right.
And it kept rolling out of the garage and just into traffic and had to keep rebuilding it.
No, it was just flat. So they just went like... pull the camera over.
No, leave me my fantasy.
Okay, sorry.
That it's perfectly giant spherical and it kept rolling around and there was like one intern at Pinewood Studios or whatever. He's like, oh.
They eventually had to put a guy in it and it would just run
right
where it needed to go.
Yeah.
But yeah. Why does Obi-Wan sacrifice himself?
It's a good point. He could have just run away, couldn't he?
I feel like he could. And his sacrifice was so they could get away.
Yeah.
But immediately Luke's like, hey! Or like, no, whatever.
Right.
Then everyone starts shooting everyone.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Bit pointless.
Yeah.
Also, he didn't really come back more powerful than you can possibly imagine, can he?
No. Because if he were to come back more powerful, he could have, like, choked him in his sleep or something.
Yeah, definitely.
Just flicked all those switches on his chest and murdered him.
Mm.
Yeah. It's good stuff, though, isn't it?
It's pretty good.
So
it was probably a metaphor.
Probably is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Empire Strikes Back. Oh, anything else to say about that one?
It
works as a standalone as well. Like,
why is it the Jedi's go-to was always just chop somebody's hand off?
Good question.
Happens a lot.
It does happen a lot.
Like, it happens in the bloody... Well, it happens in the Mos Eisley Cantina.
It happens in every movie.
It happens in every movie.
Okay, Mos Eisley Cantina. Luke loses his hand in the second one. Vader loses his hand in Jedi.
Yep.
Phantom Menace.
It's definitely a hand chop in
there. I mean, there's droids getting hand chops.
A hand chop in two.
Yeah.
Because there's...
Anakin loses his arm.
Oh, yeah. He's lost four arms. That's amazing. Yes. But there's also another hand chop in a bar. When Obi-Wan goes to a bar, he's looking for an assassin or something, or an informant or something, and she shows up, and he's like, hey, what's up? And then he just chops her hand off. Like, that's his first move.
Well, what's weird as well, she gets...
What if they have anything else? What if they have tear gas or something, or pepper spray or something?
Guns.
Handcuffs, I don't know.
Yeah. Mind tricks.
Oh, they've got those mind tricks. They could have been like, hey, don't run.
Yeah.
That would be easier. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. But and she comes right up on him as well, where he could do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he turned his back at the bar.
Right.
And let her walk right up to him. But also, you don't really see that hand chop off.
Yeah.
And in the A New Hope, it's supposed to parallel A New Hope.
Yeah.
Where he's in the bar and he
cuts. Right, yeah.
But that's a great scene in New Hope where he's just like, he's just like diffused the situation.
Right.
And the guy pushes him and he just loses it and just takes his arm off.
Yeah.
Like that's great, right? Yeah. And I love also that everybody just goes back to their drinks. They're
right.
Like, okay.
Yeah, this sort of thing happens here. I guess that's true. Yeah. Like limbs get cut off and people get killed in that bar and nobody seems to mind.
That's it. And I guess it's so far after the Jedi that as well nobody kind of flinches, which is weird.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
But I guess a lot of people wouldn't have seen Jedi at that point. It's only been 20 years, though.
They remember lightsabers,
yeah,
though. Like, if in the 60s, everybody's wandering around with lightsabers.
Yeah.
Like, just on Earth. You know?
Yeah.
And JFK was killed by a lightsaber that was hurled from a grassy knoll. And then suddenly, like, we're just wandering around and somebody pulls a lightsaber in a bar. You'd be like, I remember those.
Yeah. JFK.
JFK, yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Those still work.
Yeah.
But that's, when you think back, like, to the Mos Eisley Cantina and stuff like that, like, just the sheer number of characters and kind of.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't, it wasn't just humans and, like, one alien race.
No.
They were like, let's build.
Hammerhead.
Let's build Hammerhead.
Yeah.
Let's build those guys that go. Dur, 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 dur. That's my most stuck piece of music in my head, like, in, like, over the course of my life.
Not Sia's Titanium?
No.
Hmm.
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good song, though, right?
Yeah, it's great.
What are they called? I should know that. I think they're just called the Mos Eisley.
Max Rebo Band?
No, that's the one from Jabba's Palace.
Oh, then
oh maybe
know.
It is.
Maybe it's the, maybe the Max Rebo Band are back. But the, like, the, somebody was saying, like, when Star Wars came out, every scene in that has something new.
Yeah.
Like, that people had never seen before.
Yeah.
From, like it opens with the epic battle sequence, the space battle sequence.
And then they had a 20-minute boring desert sequence.
Nobody had seen droids wandering around in the desert.
No.
Yeah.
We'd seen Lawrence of Arabia, but not like this, mate.
That's right.
Yeah.
And et cetera, et cetera.
Apparently a lot of that movie is also saved in the editing.
Lawrence of Arabia?
No, that movie is classic, apparently.
Okay, sure.
But, yeah.
So you're saying New Hope was saved in the edit?
Apparently, yeah. Like, they really, like, sped it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
But movies were like 90 minutes back in the day, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Mm.
Wow.
The Death Star was pretty good.
What if they somehow, George Lucas, what if when they released these new HD versions, they released the unedited New Hope? Like, it's just the super slow-paced version.
Where
the
put,
really drag-it-out version.
There's, like, there's
2 hours 20.
There's scenes where, like, Luke goes to, like, he hangs out with his friends.
Right.
And he's like...
Biggs Darklighter.
Biggs Darklighter, exactly. Because, which is weird, because when Biggs turns up at the end...
You reckon they were bullied at school because one of them was called Skywalker and one was called Darklighter? Weird, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Which got bullied more?
Skywalker.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Darklighter is kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd imagine he'd have a black cigarette lighter with a flame on it.
Oh, yeah.
So cool. But yeah, there's scenes of Luke, like, hanging out with his friends, and he's like, I saw... Because he sees the battle.
I think that might be in the novelization.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah. And then he's like, but... And then Biggs is like, well, I'm going to go join the...
Rebellion.
Rebellion.
And he can't.
Yeah.
That's what I never understood, Hal, is like, Luke, I need you to stay for another season and help us farm this moisture on this planet we all hate, but we're all stuck here for whatever reason.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he's like, fine. Mm. And then when his parents, his uncle and aunt die, he's like, oh, I guess I could help.
Right, yeah.
But like, you just go, man.
Yeah.
If it's what you want to do,
mm.
believe in yourself.
Also, he never got those power converters, did he?
No, he didn't.
From Toshi Station.
He sure didn't.
I'd like to see the backstory of the guy who owns the Toshi Station.
Yeah.
And he's got, or maybe like an ad, and he's like, I've bought way too many power converters. I'm throwing them out the door at crazy prices.
I'm sure that's probably a Robot Chicken skit or something already.
Yeah, okay. Good point.
Yeah. Anyway, Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the one I had on VHS.
Yeah, yeah.
The commercials and all.
Mm.
It's the best one, right?
Oh, great. What commercials do you remember?
There was one for oil.
Like, just the concept of oil.
Yeah, it's like, buy some oil. You like oil? I'm like, I have no need for oil. And they're like,
I'm a child.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Bad marketing.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's the best one, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Without a doubt.
Mm,
it's also, he didn't direct it. He stepped back because he's like, I don't want to deal with this shit.
Right.
They went to the snow.
I've just got all this sweet toy money. I don't
exactly.
need to do it. Yeah.
Well, there was also, and people have talked about this to no end, they couldn't meet the demands of the toys. So they sold an empty box for Christmas to say, you own these toys, but we don't have them. Here's card is a cardboard empty box with all the figures.
What?
Yes.
Is this real?
This is real.
This sounds like a thing somebody made up last year.
100%. I could show you the footage of it.
Well, I like a... But people are very good at making like fake.
No. It's in
footage.
This documentary, which I'm going to recommend later. But
Wow. And what, then you could redeem like a voucher?
Yeah, it was like a voucher
when
essentially.
When they finished them. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. I know, right? The gall, right?
Yeah.
So they couldn't meet demands, but that's smart because you still get people's money, don't you?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Man. Those figures were shit as well. You look at them, they're no good.
Yeah. Every Star Wars figure was just an old guy with a grey hair and a grey beard wearing a grey, like, Admiral's
like
uniform.
Like a tunic.
Yeah, like a tunic. But no good, from what I recall.
It really got to the point where they just made anybody, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. Man, that's pretty funny.
When you think about, like, especially expanded universe-wise, like, every character has a backstory now.
Yeah.
Like, every character you see in those movies has a full, at least a short story based on them.
Definitely. Mm. You're absolutely right.
Anyway, Empire.
Empire, yeah. It's, do you think it's coined the phrase, this is the Empire Strikes Back of the series?
Yes. It'd be weird if a different movie did that.
Yeah, it's pretty great. What was I going to say? Yeah, so...
Does that refer to the middle film or the best film in the trilogy?
I think it's either best or when things take a turn.
Oh, right.
Because it does take a turn. Like, because I think people going into this expected Star Wars again.
Right, and a definitive ending again.
Yeah, and I'm fairly certain, and I might be wrong, that this has made the least money of all Star Wars movies.
Really?
Yeah, it's still made a lot of money. Right, okay. But I think A New Hope made the most and then Jedi.
I mean, it didn't gross any money. Sorry, David Prowse.
Do you want to explain that for people who don't know? Or?
Well, as I understand it, David Prowse... Was it David,
David
Prowse?
David Prowse who plays Darth Vader.
Who was the physical form of Darth Vader, but not the voice. James Earl Jones.
Or when
the
they take the mask off. He's not him either.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, he was promised some sort of profit-sharing agreement based on the profits that... Was it Empire Strikes Back?
It was one of them. It might have been Jedi. It doesn't matter.
Might have been Jedi. Yeah. He was promised a percentage of the profits based on what profits this movie turned. I think it was Empire. Might be wrong.
Sure, yeah.
But anyway, it was on the gross profits of the film. And the difference... And so net profits is just, hey, we made this amount of money, you get a percentage of that. But gross profits in this case was the profits we made on the movie minus all the costs of producing the movie. And the way you can... Hollywood accounting works is you can fiddle with that so you never make a gross profit on a film, like ever. So he's never...
He gets a letter every now and then which says, sorry, Prowse, we have no money for you.
Yeah, that's right. But we will keep you apprised of the situation. Did it again.
Nice.
Do that joke every time. Still kills, still I assume.
But yeah, it's...
I may be mixing up net profits and gross profits, but the point is...
Who cares?
They bloody screwed him on it.
Yeah.
I think, but Harrison Ford, he got a sweet deal though, didn't he?
He did, I think, because he was only signed up to 1 and 2.
Right, okay.
And that's why they froze him at the end of Empire. Right. Uh-huh. So they're like, oh, we'll just say he died.
Yeah, okay.
Or they unfreeze him and he's just a skeleton.
Right.
or whatever. But the second one, it splits up everybody. Like, nobody's to, like, Princess Leia and Han Solo get to.
Certainly splits up Luke Skywalker and his hand.
A radical departure, would you say?
I'd say it's very radical.
Yeah. But, like, it isolates Princess Leia and Chewbacca and Han Solo. I guess that's not isolated because they're all together.
Uh-huh.
It's just Luke goes away.
Yeah, Luke goes away.
Apparently it was hard for Mark Hamill because he spent time in this weird, dank and dark and horrible set.
Right.
With this water that they didn't change for the swamp that just smelt.
Uh-huh.
With this puppet that he couldn't even properly hear the lines because Yoda was under the floor being... Like, the guy who was controlling Yoda, Frank Oz, was under the floor, so he could barely hear him, or he had, like, a radio receiver in his ear or something.
Uh-huh.
So he was just alone for weeks.
There's no budget for a speaker.
Yeah. That's it. So, but it's, I think the action sequences are the best of all Star Wars movies.
Yes. Again, we're talking new stuff that happens.
Yeah.
The Battle of Hoth.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The walkers, the walkers,
exactly.
Mm.
Or AT-ATs. There's much conjecture.
Just say AT-AT, it's easier.
I say AT-AT.
I bet you do. Bloody bet you do, mate.
Also, what's amazing about that is that they decided to do the snow planet was that in those movies, and you can see it in the original ones if you can find them, every ship, when it's flying, has like a black outline around it.
Right,
because they had to cut it out of a blue screen or whatever put it on.
Uh-huh.
And they did that on snow. And so in space, you can't really see it because the whole black background is black.
Right.
But on snow, you can see it very clearly.
Uh-huh.
It still looks great.
Sure.
But yeah.
For the time.
For the time. Sure. Mm. No, I think it still holds up. They've got
for the time.
For the time.
Still holds up for the time.
For the time.
It still holds up now for the time. Yeah.
Which is now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's real weight to them as well.
Yes, true.
And they get thumped. Like, the rebels get thumped repeatedly. Like there were ramifications for you exploding out. Giant laser.
Uh-huh.
They didn't like that.
Mm.
But yeah, it's got the best lightsaber fight, I think, as well.
All the guns have a real kick.
Yeah.
Like all the cannons
Absolutely.
And stuff. Yeah, yeah.
There's an ion cannon.
Oh boy, is there an ion cannon? Yeah.
It's a good love story as well.
Yeah.
Which they tried to replicate in Attack of the Clones.
Did they even try?
Yeah.
No.
It was like star-crossed lovers should they kind of meet together. Definitely. That's it.
Look, I'm sure they tried.
Yeah.
But no.
No, it's not even close.
Yeah.
Because... Yeah.
Because they had no Han Solo.
No, they had no Han Solo.
That's the key, yeah.
And that's the...
And we'll talk about that in the next prequel
May 4th.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
We won't. We'll talk about Avengers 2.
But yeah, also I think it's when Harrison Ford is the most Han Solo-y.
Yeah,
I feel like he really puts it in this one.
Yes, that's true.
And maybe it's just me reading into it, but...
No, I think he's more watered down in Jedi.
Yeah, definitely.
Partly because he's just been unfrozen, I guess. He can just get in one sweet kick.
Exactly.
Towards the end. But...
He's got the best outfit as well.
Yeah, true.
Do you reckon? Best hair?
All of those things.
I think it's the best looking Carrie Fisher as well. Even though she was in the bikini in the third one.
Oh, yep, sure.
I think it's the best looking Carrie Fisher.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Make it that way, you will, Mason.
I will.
Asteroid Chase.
Great.
Amazing.
Yep.
Tense.
Yep.
Super Star Destroyer. Like a giant Star Destroyer.
That's right. Fantastic. That's really cool. Yeah. The Emperor's ship, yeah.
Yeah. The Emperor shows up.
Executor or Executor.
One of those.
One of those.
Executioner. I don't know. And you know, the Emperor shows up. We see him in a hologram.
Yep.
They've changed that so it's Ian McDiarmid.
Right, okay.
But in the original, it was
David Prowse again. Just pulling in some overtime. Look, we'll definitely get you some profits after this, Prowse.
And you will be the Emperor in the next movie.
Yeah. Definitely. I guess, no, who was it? Sorry.
They got an old lady and they gave her the eyes of a chimpanzee, like superimposed.
Huh.
Yeah. But that was incredible as well.
They gave her the eyes of a chimpanzee as payment.
Yeah.
It's what she wanted. She's a gypsy, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. It was the 80s, man.
Yeah.
Or the late 70s when they filmed it. Yeah. But that was cool to see. Like, they kind of mentioned him in the first one.
Right.
And then you to see him, it's like, oh, there's like a guy who's pulling the strings.
Yeah.
In all this. That was cool.
Very cool.
Real weird looking chimpanzee eyes, though.
Yeah.
But Lando?
It's pretty good.
It was
pretty great.
He's pretty smooth.
Yeah.
Boba Fett, our favorite.
Our favorite useless. Our favorite useless bounty hunter who's really not very good at bounty hunting, but the mythology around him is built up that now he's the best.
Now he's the best. Mm. Exactly.
Looks great.
Yeah.
No good.
Yeah. You're right. And the Vader fight is amazing. Luke and Vader.
Yeah, that is good. Okay, yeah, great.
Because like he's not supposed to go up against him, but he's lured into it.
Right.
Because they torture Han Solo, whatever, to get Luke there. That Cloud City thing is amazing. But like
all new ideas. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And the way that they go through.
When I say all new ideas, I'm sure.
Oh, no doubt.
Absolutely, they're all stolen from somewhere else.
Sure.
Like, you know, we've talked about Star Wars was based on the Hidden Fortress.
Yes.
And I assume all the others were also based on air quotes, pick up the air quotes, based on other stuff.
Exactly. Like, there's a lot of, like, Legend of King Arthur kind of shit.
Right,
in there.
Yeah.
I think the Force was also originally going to be, like, a crystal that they had to retrieve.
Okay.
I think I saw that. That's that documentary I was talking about.
Well, the
book.
Midlequel.
Yeah.
Splinter of the Mind's Eye.
Yeah.
Luke is attempting to retrieve a crystal that enhances
so maybe
your Force powers. So maybe that's it, yeah.
Cool. You eat it, What happens when you pass it?
You have to eat it again. Otherwise, you have the enhanced force powers while it's in your intestinal tract.
Okay.
And then you got to eat it again.
While you're hunched over in pain.
Yeah. There's a really intense scene towards the end where he passes it. And he's like, he's huddled behind there's stormtroopers shooting at him and everything's blowing up. And there's somebody's like, oh, save us, Jedi, you got to save us or we're going to die. And it's all dramatic. And he's just holding this crystal in his hand. And he's just like, I guess I gotta be the hero, you know.
For the Force.
And I won't spoil it. But he eats it again.
But that fight at the end is really good between Luke and Vader.
Yes.
And you know what's good about it as well? Like, he's clearly unprepared. And Vader's just like a wall.
Yeah,
he's just Luke's just hacking at him.
Yeah.
To no avail. Like, Luke is literally stepping backwards the entire time.
I think that fight is more interesting than a lot of the prequel ones.
It definitely. Yeah, it's probably not better choreographed.
No.
But it's definitely more interesting.
But, and it's more from a narrative sense.
Yeah.
He's clearly unprepared for this.
Yeah. He shouldn't be there.
He shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
He's not going to win, but it's interesting to see it play out, kind of thing.
That's right. Exactly. I remember I read Shadows of the Empire, which is one of my favorite Star Wars. I think it might be my favorite one. There's a bit in where Vader goes, he was really impressed that Luke survived.
Yep.
But Vader goes, if Luke had have rallied, he could have defeated him. I'm like, I don't think that's true.
Right.
Like, not really. Mm. Yeah. But I guess because he didn't have good enough control of the Force to stop him, but he wouldn't also go to the dark side where he could have also stopped him.
Yes.
So he was just in that kind of middle ground where he was like, I shouldn't be here.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he gets his hand cut off.
Watch out.
Yeah. Oh, and also the Darth Vader is your father reveal.
Oh, yeah.
The prequels ruined two twists for that.
Yes.
The Darth Vader reveal that his father, and that Yoda is who he is.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Because
you assume Yoda's going to be some sort of giant golden man of Jedi power, and he's, you know.
He's got a crystal that he's eating.
Exactly. But,
that smells weird for some reason. Mm. But yeah, I like joking around Yoda.
Yeah.
And part of the reason why I like that character is because he can do that. He can just be like, oh, I'll just be this goofball.
Yeah,
and
then
you never see that again, especially in the prequels. He's so earnest.
That's true, yeah.
Like, he's no fun.
Mm.
Be fun,
exactly. Yeah.
But anyway,
that
is what that is. And then Han Solo gets frozen, ends on a cliffhanger.
Mm.
It's great.
And it also ends with the classic, I love you, I know.
Yeah.
Which is improvised apparently.
Yeah, apparently, right. It was. I think it was initially, I love you, and he's like, I love you too.
Great.
And that doesn't work, does it?
What did Harrison Ford famously say about all of George Lucas's dialogue?
You can write this shit, but you sure as hell can't say it.
There we go. Yeah, exactly.
It's some variation on that.
But in the prequels again, which we'll talk about next time or whenever.
You can say it.
You can, but you shouldn't. But there was nobody on set who rallied around and apparently unionized everybody and said, we will not say these things.
We will not say these things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Overall,
yep.
Best movie ever, right?
Yeah. Best movie ever.
Let's do Return of the Jedi.
Oh.
If we do a Star Wars, we'll probably do a Star Wars commentary. Do you want to just do Empire?
Yes.
Or do you want to do all of them?
Because I would kind of like to do Star Wars.
All right. Okay. We can do that.
But then we'd have to do all three. No, let's do all three.
Fine, we can do that.
In a block. Let's do 6 hours of commentary.
I'm not
doing
that.
No, let's not do that.
They're surprisingly taxing.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Return of the Jedi.
Yep.
Originally titled Revenge of the Jedi.
But I guess you'd be like, the Jedi aren't about revenge.
Exactly.
But really they are. they're all messed up, these guys.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
They're all weird, repressed monk men.
They're all weird, repressed monk men. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I really want to get into the prequels why the Jedi's don't work in that. But anyway.
They don't work at all. They're all like, the Emperor. Senator Palpatine is the Emperor.
Yeah.
Let's just go and fight him one-on-one.
Let's get four guys.
Yep.
Let's get the fish guy.
Yep.
Not the squid tentacle man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to quickly say this. And I think Red Letter Media also said this, but I thought this immediately when I saw Phantom Menace.
Uh-huh.
Why are the Jedi's all dressed like Obi-Wan Kenobi on Tatooine?
Yeah.
Like those robes, he wears that because he wants to blend in.
And he lives in the desert.
And they're like Jawa robes, and it's what you wear in the desert. For some reason, you wear a giant woolen cloak.
Right.
I don't understand it, but that's what you wear.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, they're like, oh, no, that's just the uniform
it's
of the Jedi.
It's better for circulation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Like, that's suddenly the uniform of the Jedi. Mm-hmm. So that means that Obi-Wan Kenobi is on Tatooine.
Dressed as a Jedi.
Yeah, dressed as a Jedi. Exactly. Right. And he's like, I'll just
waving his lightsaber around in bars.
And you could write around
that. His last name's the same.
Yes, exactly. And you can write around that. That you could have written around
that. You had your chance, you blew it.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, it's probably easier for action figure purposes.
Yeah.
They all dress the same. Because you can just put different heads on.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But like,
problem solved.
Just
problem solved.
Just put a grey old man's head. And
correct.
Just slap
and
that
then
on
it's
there.
Perfect.
Anyway, we've talked about Return of the Jedi before, but it does sag in the middle.
Yeah.
But it's still
argue
still
with the start
great.
Also.
No.
No, it's
you
not
reckon?
True. No, not really.
I love that Jabba's Palace scene because I think it's very reminiscent of that bar scene that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But it's like they really amp it up
because
of what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
That song that they added... in their special edition.
Oh, that's
edition.
Right. Yeah, okay.
What is
upsetting.
That? Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's like I never thought of that until you brought it up.
CGI, her name's Cy Snootles.
Sure.
And she's like, and she gets right up to the camera.
Yeah.
It's very noticeable and it doesn't fit.
Mm.
Yeah, come on.
Snootles.
Snootles indeed.
Old Snootles.
But I like the opening, I guess. I mean, it's a terrible rescue plan. Because basically, if you haven't seen it, you probably already know.
If you haven't seen it and you're up to this point in a Star Wars episode of a podcast, have a bloody look at yourself.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Jabba the Hutt could take.
What if my hope is that there's somebody listening to this.
Mm.
They watch Star Wars. They watch the first one. They listen to that segment of the podcast. They watch Empire and so forth.
Well, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
Yeah,
I don't know why you would.
No,
but that's the dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Han Solo gets delivered to Jabba the Hutt, who's a big slug man.
Sure.
Just more slug than man. Mm. He's a slug with arms.
Yeah.
And he just uses him as a...
Does he get noticeably fatter between...
He does,
New Hope
And that was intentional.
CGI.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And that was intentional because they wanted to make him move. But it's only, I think there's only, I think there's 2 years between each film.
Right.
Or Return of the Jedi might be less.
Okay, yeah.
Might only be one. Yeah, it's not a 3 year gap. So he got big real quick.
Yeah, he did.
He looks way worse. Mm. I mean, he looks better.
Maybe he's pregnant.
Oh yeah, actually they can do that. Hearts
really?
Can change sex. Yeah,
huh.
It's in the books.
There
probably,
you go.
Probably doesn't count anymore. Yeah, and I like that opening sequence. It's not a good rescue plan.
Absolutely not.
We'll
no.
just go in one at a time.
Right.
But I guess they're all there then.
Yeah.
But like, you remember when a lot of these guys come in?
Yeah.
Everybody's asleep.
Yes.
Like everybody.
Uh-huh.
And Luke could have. Why did Luke not bring his lightsaber and just go, can I have him back?
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
like, no. And he's like, dead.
Yeah.
Slashed.
Right
through the face.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's not as.
Maybe they wanted to make a big show of it later.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
That's probably the answer.
I remember when, like, Luke would roll into the Rancor pit.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when I first saw it. Or, like, I'm like, oh, cool. He's just going to use his lightsaber.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, why didn't you bring your lightsaber? What are you doing? What are you thinking?
Uh-huh.
Like, that's nuts.
Mm.
And he has to fight it with the bone, and he puts yep. the bone in its mouth,
oh, yeah.
and he crashes the door on it.
Yep.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. That was a puppet, I think. Or was it a man in a suit? I think they tried both. They ended up man in a suit.
Oh, sure.
It's a good monster, though, isn't it?
It's pretty good.
That bloody Rancor.
Mm.
Where's he at now? Oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
Door to the back of the neck.
Mm.
That'll do it.
Where are his kids, though? I think there might even be a story about his kids. Maybe it's fan fiction.
There is a story about, there's a book called Tales from Jabba's Palace, and the guy who looks after
The Rancor trainer.
The Rancor
right.
trainer, he's got a story.
Oh,
yeah.
That's probably
and he really likes the Rancor and
yeah.
takes it out for a run and stuff.
Sure, a Rancor run.
Rancor run. Mm. You can get that guy as an action figure as well.
Of course you can.
You probably had it.
Yeah, I bet I did. I mean, I don't remember it, but that's the perfect sign that I did have it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's completely unmemorable.
You're right. But that barge escape, though, where they're going to be dropped into the Sarlacc and then they just kill everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. That's solid work.
I mean, he did warn him.
Yeah.
And then he did it.
Yeah.
Revenge. It.
Exactly, yeah. Revenge of the Jedi. Exactly what they like. Num-num-num-num-num.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm. What do you think Luke has been up to in between? Doing lots of push-ups? Doing lots of one-hand handstands?
Just assembling a lightsaber in a cave.
Yeah, apparently.
Due
if
to
that deleted
then,
scene.
Then leaking that footage.
Yeah, absolutely. Though you reckon that footage isn't real, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it might be. I might be real.
No. Well, if it is, they clearly deleted it for a good reason.
Because it reveals the green lightsaber.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Mm.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What about the rest of the movie, though?
It sags with the Ewoks. And
definitely does, yeah.
And I feel like a lot of it sounds ADR, especially Han Solo.
Right,
he seems
okay.
like he's really doesn't want to be there.
Right.
And as I've talked about before, he didn't want to be there. I'm sure he did it for money.
Yeah.
But he wanted to be killed. Because he's like, Han Solo's nobody. He's from nowhere.
He should
why
go
not?
Back to nowhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of thing. Yeah, okay.
yeah. But right. And that's why he's great, though. Because he doesn't have the Harry Potter syndrome where he's just the best because he was born that way.
Right, exactly.
Like
yeah.
he pulled himself up to be where he is.
Right.
To have the bare minimum.
A scumbag.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
A scumbag who shoots people first.
Exactly. He's pulled himself up to become like, yeah, just a terrible human being.
Mm.
And that's great. But I don't know, the speeder bike chase is pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
Right. And I don't hate the Ewoks, to be honest.
I do.
Really?
Hmm.
They were going to eat Luke, weren't they, and all of those guys?
Or were they?
They had a fire going and they had him on a spit.
Oh, then they definitely were, yeah. They definitely were. What changed their minds then?
He pretended that C-3PO was a god.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
That's because they thought that.
Bloody Ewoks.
And that's what but apparently they wanted that to show that the Empire, despite all its might and technology, could be brought down by a simple
Forest folk,
I guess. Which
probably couldn't have that.
It was originally going to be Wookiees, which would have made way more sense.
Absolutely. They're
just
terrifying.
Wookiees just tearing
They're
guys in half.
They're angry and terrifying. Yeah, exactly. They've got those bowcasters.
Yeah. What about the Luke Leia sister reveal thing?
Pretty weird, right?
Yeah.
I guess that's
clearly
the,
added.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Is that the... Was that... Did they do... They did that for the Jedi reveal, right?
Yeah.
Because they needed one more
they
character
one more
to be
character.
Revealed as a Jedi.
Yeah, yeah. Because yeah. they wouldn't have made them kiss if that had been a plan. No?
Ugh.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I hope not.
But yeah, and also handle... It. What do you think came first? The Jedi reveal?
Yeah.
Like the then, but they didn't... Did there need to be another Jedi?
No.
Ultimately?
No,
yeah,
not really.
It's fine. So is this just the way they got out of the love triangle? Maybe that's what they did first. They're like, maybe Lucas is like, well, we've got this love triangle. How do we...
We can't just have a guy choose, a girl choose somebody else.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's not how it happens in the 80s. So we'll just have to take one of them out of the picture. Incest? And he just writes incest on a whiteboard.
And everyone's like,
oh, he's the boss.
Good thing it's his last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, the Death Star battle's pretty good.
Okay, yep, good.
That flying the ships through. Like, you look at that one compared to the New Hope, it's they've come a long way. And they're letting aliens fly spaceships and stuff.
Akbar's.
One of my faves. Yeah. I don't know if you know.
No, I know.
You probably see a grey-haired general with a beard.
Yeah.
Talking about a hologram or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever's going on.
Right.
Also, you see the Emperor properly.
That's true. And you do see, you see the Death Star. It's able to target individual ships.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a sweet little twist there.
They added that, didn't they?
They did, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's pretty good.
It's already operational.
They didn't know that, though.
They didn't know that.
That was a trap.
Yeah. Which...
It was a trap!
There was a trap. There we go. His classic lie. It was a trap. I knew it. What if there's a deleted scene and it's just Admiral Akbar, like, just bitching to all his co-workers as everything's going down? And he's like, I knew it was a trap!
I said it
was a trap!
As soon as I saw that hologram, I knew! Yeah.
Great.
It's mostly there! Yeah. It's 70% complete!
They probably made the laser first! there's the big flaw in A New Hope that I just recalled. It's that there was really no need to get that moon out of the way before they fired on...
No.
On, was it Alderaan? No, they already blew up Alderaan.
Dantooine. Yavin.
Yavin, there we go. Yeah.
They could have... Yeah, they could have...
Just blow up the moon.
Yeah.
And that would have destroyed
everything.
The planet.
Yeah.
I think they killed all life on that planet.
I think they even did that in how it should have ended. Like, all just, right. Oh, shoot one, then shoot the other.
Right, yeah.
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 But you're right. If you get shrapnel from... something that's that big, that close,
yeah,
you're dead.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just a rain of meteors. And
exactly. It would have killed all the... I would assume it would destroy all the X-Wings.
Yeah, absolutely. Every one of them.
Yeah.
All the good ones.
Maybe if they fired the Death... Maybe if they fired the Death Star laser at the moon,
yeah,
it would have destroyed the Death Star.
Yeah, okay,
there
right.
There we go, loophole.
Yeah.
I fixed it for you, Lucas.
So The Death Star had a shield, didn't it? And they had to blow up the shield in the
correct,
bunker.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. And Han Solo's running around in a camo trench coat.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Tapping on shoulders and and running about.
Mm-hmm.
And the Emperor lured him into a trap.
Sure.
He didn't know it was a trap.
He didn't know it was a trap.
I'd love the idea of Admiral Akbar being like, I said it! I'm a fish man, so no one listens to me.
Look, I appreciate that you gave me control of whatever ship this is. I do appreciate
the Mon Calamari cruiser.
I appreciate that you work with my disability, that every 40 minutes I have to go back into my quarters and dunk my head into a fish tank. But look, I said it was a trap.
I've got ideas.
Yeah, good ideas. Come on.
Yeah, he made it through, though. Somebody said that he's going to be in it. Remember somebody emailed in and said, like...
He's going to be in the sequel.
Yeah, like they saw his head. Or there'll be some kind of Mon Calamari's.
Great.
Here's something I just found out recently.
I'm ready.
E.T.
Yes.
The E.T.'s are in the prequels.
Yes.
They've got a little Senate seat.
Senate seat,
right?
Yeah.
Which is amazing. The Plumbing the Death Star guys told me this.
Yep.
But in E.T.
Yes.
E.T. sees Yoda and recognizes Yoda.
Oh.
Which means that Star Wars and E.T. are set in the same universe where Yoda is remembered.
Yep. Interesting. From a long time ago.
Yeah.
In a galaxy far, far away.
It's like a legend or whatever.
There you go.
Like, that's phenomenal, right?
That is fun.
Because E.T. hasn't seen Star Wars.
Correct. He didn't have time.
Oh, my God.
What a twist.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That's mind-blowing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the Luke Vader battle's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And that kind of, it's him and the Emperor and whatever, and they're having a chat, and the Emperor's like, was a trap, your fish man was right.
Mm-hmm.
turns out. But, yeah, that's a really good battle between him and Luke, and you see that Luke's grown and just takes him down.
Oh, yeah.
Chopping wood, mate. Yeah. That's what he looks like at the end. He's just
not
chopping
wearing Jedi
wood.
Robes, wearing black.
That's what you
wearing
do.
Sweet.
So
sweet,
much
sweet
easier.
Black clothes,
yeah.
Wear what's suitable for the environment.
Exactly. And I feel like, it's right. He's, anyway, doesn't matter. But yeah, I guess it's good how Luke parallels Vader and whatever, and he makes that decision in the end.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what, though? He could have killed Vader and been like, yeah, that's fine.
Again, we've established this, and I think, is there still a video? We talked about this many years ago
that
Vader still did participate in the blowing up of a planet. He killed Bill. He was he didn't pull the trigger himself.
No.
But he was there when billions of people were killed, and he was okay with that. So he's a really bad guy.
He was also there when he hacked
again,
up all
are
those...
they are the Hitler and Stalin.
Exactly.
Him and the Emperor, the Hitler and Stalin of the Star Wars universe.
And he was also there when he hacked up all those children.
Yeah.
Like, he was physically there.
He literally hacked up all those children. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And that was added, obviously, the prequels, but...
Right.
Come on,
very
man.
Bad man.
He shouldn't get to go to heaven.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's a video on your...
There is, yeah.
Unless you delete it. I don't know.
No, it should still be there. Oh, if not, I'll put it back.
Yeah,
or
put it back.
Or something.
Put it back on May the 4th.
I will. Or on the Patreon.
Yeah.
/ Mr. Sunday Movies. Maybe I'll put it there.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, no, I like that final battle. Mm. And they also added a bit recently where, you know, the Emperor's like, fine, you don't want to join me. I'm going to electrocute you.
Yeah, sure.
And Vader's just standing there after he's heard the Emperor go, don't worry about him. With me, like, come with me. Like, this is no good now. You've hacked off his robot hand and he's clearly no good.
Uh-huh.
And Vader's just kind of standing there.
Right.
But then when in the original, he picks up the Emperor without saying anything.
Yep.
And throws him into the center of the Death Star.
Sure, yeah.
Which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And then they remade it so he looks at the Emperor and he's like, no.
Right.
And then he goes, no. And he grabs him and picks him up. And like, it's implied. And I think, again, this is said in the video. It's not an accident. Like, you don't need for him to say that.
Yeah,
like,
exactly,
to be like,
yeah.
Oh, wait, why is he doing? Yeah. Why is he doing that?
Right,
like,
right. You can pick it up from context clues.
Exactly.
Like, that's his son there.
Yeah.
About to be killed.
That's right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's the only reason he came back. Isn't that stupid?
Yes.
It took somebody to kill his son for him to go, all right, I'm going to pack this in.
Exactly, yeah.
had a good run, but I want to go to Jedi heaven.
But that makes a lot of sense when you consider the childlike nature of Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I guess so. But look, next time we'll look at the prequels, but that's Star Wars.
Next
isn't
time,
it?
Holiday special.
Yes.
Hollywood holiday special.
We should do a Star Wars spin off one. We could do Ewok movies.
Oh, God, do we have to? Do I have to watch Caravan of Courage again?
Yes.
Oh,
no, you don't have to.
And the other one.
Look, instead of doing letters like we normally do letters,
uh-huh.
Maybe I've got a whole lot of opinions that people wrote in about Star
opinions.
Wars.
Opinions. It's the opinion section.
Opinion section.
Okay, I'm ready.
So I figure, why don't we do that instead of letters.
Okay, great.
I should preface this by saying most of these are negative.
Sure.
Because I think people only wrote it to be like, I have something to say about Star Wars.
Okay, I'm ready for that.
I'd say in general, everybody loves Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
But you know,
yeah.
You don't love Star Wars.
I don't.
So yeah, but I don't think this is necessarily reflective of everybody who likes Star Wars. Otherwise, Star Wars wouldn't be very popular, would
correct.
It? Yeah. All right.
This is the Star Wars whinge section.
Exactly.
Everybody has a whinge.
Have a bloody whinge, mate. Being 15, I only watched the original Star Wars films relatively recently, and I don't think it's good. I never understood why people loved it so much. I thought it dragged. It was boring and quite forgettable. The special effects don't hold up either. None of my friends think it's great. One even liking the prequels more. Brackets, yes, he's a dickhead. So could you sum up why it's meant to be great and why I should watch them again?
Nah. You don't have to watch them again.
You don't.
It's fine. It's just totally fine to not watch them again.
Probably watch the new one.
Yeah, watch the
if
new
you
one.
Want it, yeah.
New one will probably be pretty good.
Yeah, that's it. There we go.
But you're absolutely right. It's a generational thing. Some movies just don't hold up.
Yeah.
Like, I think we saw them in that sweet spot.
Yep. Where we had all the toys.
Yeah, where we had all the toys and we were forced to like them. But also that at the time it was fast paced.
Yeah.
The effects were good.
Yeah.
The plotting was good. The characters were fun.
Vests.
There were people wearing sweet vests.
It was a trap.
It was definitely a trap.
Yeah.
We knew it was.
Yeah.
But... And now we're out of that. Like, if you're a couple of generations past that, it's okay to not like them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fine. It might also be part of the... Like, I've seen people... There's a very nice cinema in Victoria, in Melbourne, called The Astor.
Okay, yeah,
which is currently closing down, but it's going to be reopened shortly. Boom. And they do, like... They'll run a lot of classic films, and it's in, like, a really nice space and kind of a classic-looking space.
Mm.
And I've seen people... Like, I saw the Indiana Jones movies there, like, the original versions of those.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, you'll see kids in there and they've never seen them before and they're amazed and everybody sort of applauds at the end. Like, there's a spontaneous round of applause and stuff like that.
Sure.
And it's kind of, that's a good environment to see those.
Yeah.
Like, the big screen, it's people are excited to be there.
Yep.
You know, it's got that really good vibe. But if you saw it on, like, if you saw it on TV, if you saw it on an iPad or something like that, maybe it's not going to have that impact. And that's fine.
So you're saying this person should go to...
The Astor specifically.
That's closing down and opening.
Yeah, buy a plane ticket.
Yeah.
Come down here.
Get bloodied out here, mate.
You get out. But yeah, maybe, I don't know, like, you don't have to watch them again. It's fine. But maybe if you do, if you're like, if there's a nice cinema near you and they're like, hey, we're going to have a Star Wars night and we're going to play A New Hope.
Yeah.
You go down and check it out for $5 or whatever it's going to cost you.
Would you go?
There'd be a lot of nerds there. I don't know if I can deal with it. Maybe, I don't know.
I probably wouldn't, to be honest.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Yeah. I feel like I've seen them enough where I don't need to see
but
them
But there
again.
Might be like a sweet lightsaber battle in, you know, in between the screen and the seats. Like some people dress as Jedis and Darth Vaders and whatever and lightsaber battle each other.
That.
No, that'd be great.
Don't want it. Get it out of here. Right, get it out of here.
Good point.
Thank you.
Yeah, get it out of here.
Anyway, hey, Nick and Mason. You said you're offering, you'd be offering up your opinions on the Star Wars movies and other forms of stories this week.
So I believe we just did.
Yes, so I'd like to say this once and once only. It's overrated.
Ooh.
All caps. I understand it's a classic sci-fi and staple of movie culture and the first of its time in revolutionary ideas and graphics, but no one can accept that it's pretty generic. Personally, and this may sound ridiculous, I'd rather sit down and watch Captain America or The Dark Knight than Star Wars. Thanks, and hopefully I don't. Thanks, and hopefully I either do or don't piss off every single person ever. Thanks, and grab that gem times 5.
Great.
That's a lot of gems.
Mm.
Talk about that next week.
We will.
Yeah.
Mm.
This is from Ivan. I think that I wanted to point out, the thing I wanted to point out about Star Wars, A New Hope, when Luke is joining Owen Lars and Aunt Beru, Luke and Owen Lars are wearing robes that are attire appropriate on Tatooine, since everyone on moisture farms wears robes like that, I guess. But Aunt Beru, she's just wearing a denim jacket. Seriously, go back and watch it.
Yeah, that's true.
However you look at it, it's a denim jacket. It makes sense for the latter Star Wars movies didn't continue this fashion trend. Maybe it's because Lucas thought that Star Wars was a flop initially, so for a side character, he's just like, whatever, just give her like a denim jacket.
Right.
What are your thoughts on it?
Great, I love it.
Yeah.
I love a weird anachronism for no reason.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that is only the only denim jacket at Star Wars.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. Like, I didn't go back and check, but I thought about it and I went, he's right.
Mm.
Like, that's how much they're in my head that I know that a character is wearing a denim jacket.
That's right.
Hey guys, Andrew from Dublin here. In regards to Star Wars, it's one of my favorite things from my childhood that's got even better as I've gotten older. Well, sort of. The original trilogy and the 2003 Clone Wars series. That's great, by the way. As for the prequels and the 2008 Clone Wars series, not so much. So there you go.
There you go, yeah.
And this last one is from Shelby. You wanted to hear our thoughts on Star Wars? Here you go. Star Wars is for nerds. Slap in the face.
That is.
So look, those were mostly negative.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's whatever. People think whatever. It's fine.
Here's some classic Aunt Beru. Google image search. Oh, look at that denim jacket. Just wearing a denim jacket. Look, it's kind of space agey.
Sure. Is it?
No, not really. It's just a denim jacket. Pretty great. Anyway.
Be pretty hot on a bloody desert planet.
I know, right?
All right. You know what it's time for then?
Oh, what's it time for?
What we
read? Oh, what we gonna read.
I'm doing the thing.
What are you going to read this week?
Well, actually, I'm going to recommend a Star Wars documentary. It's actually on, I think it's on the latest Blu-ray, but you can also get it. It's just on YouTube.
Okay, cool.
It's called Star Wars Empire of Dreams.
Okay.
And it basically goes through the original trilogy and how it was created from like George Lucas' early filmmaking days, American Graffiti, how he came to write the story and studio interference and filming it and whatever. And it's very insightful as to why Lucas is the way that he is.
Right, okay.
I think it's really interesting. It's probably over an hour, maybe. I don't know. But it's, I especially like the, once it kind of gets to Jedi, it's kind of like, yeah, okay, it's, you know, I get it at this point.
Yeah.
But like, especially when looking at the first two movies and before, it's, I find it really, really interesting.
Mm.
And on the flip side of that, people should watch the behind the scenes of The Phantom Menace for that same reason.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Now that is very good. There's, just the one that's on the like the DVD, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a moment in that I think we talked about it before. Mm. There's a moment in that where the film is finished.
Yeah.
And they just show it to like
I think executives
and producers and stuff whatever. And some of the you know whatever. And there's just this moment of silence that lasts slightly too long, and everybody realizes that this is garbage, like that it's a garbage film, but they've put so much money into it and they're going to have to release this.
Yeah.
It's a gap that says this movie is unsalvageable.
I think Lucas even says, I think I put too much in it, but I can't take it out because then the other parts don't
right.
work.
Mm.
But yeah. But yeah, Empire of Dreams, Star Wars Empire of Dreams. Very interesting.
Yeah.
What are you reading?
I've not written anything this week. I saw Age of Ultron twice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So go see that, I guess.
Go see that, but see it in 2D.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There's no 3D things in it.
No, you're right. And if
you think about it.
Yeah, no, I have thought about it.
Yeah,
you're
good.
Right.
Yeah. It just, you get a weird compacted field of vision. You get a compromised field of vision.
Yeah.
Everything's darker.
Yep.
It's unpleasant.
Mm.
Stop making films in 3D.
Me.
Yeah, you specifically. Stop it.
Great.
Mm. I think I should also go back because I was deleting stuff off my iPad.
Yeah.
Just to clear some space. And I deleted episode one of Powers.
Oh,
okay. We talked about Powers.
Yeah, yeah.
I might go back to that and see if it's improved any.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, because I hate myself. Probably.
I'm probably never going to get around to that.
No.
Anyway.
I'll give it one more go.
I've actually got
If people have been watching that and enjoying it, email in, let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah. See if it gets better.
See if it gets worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, this is, there actually is one letter, I lied, but it is Star Wars related.
Great, good.
Hey, Nick and James, do you think that Kenny Baker were making a guest appearance inside BB-8 as Peter Mayhew is coming back as Chewbacca? And what kind of training would Kenny need to fit in there? What do you guys think? Love the show. Keep being dickheads. Spencer from England. I think he is back in R2-D2.
Not the point, though. That's not what he
asked. No, I understand that. But also, just on the topic of that, you don't need to get Kenny Baker back.
Just
like you don't need Peter Mayhew back, technically.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like Kenny Baker. He seems like it's funny that him and Anthony Daniels do not get along, like, at all.
Interesting,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Based on their experience in Star Wars?
Yeah, I think that Kenny Baker thinks that he's a snob and, like, a weirdo and whatever.
Because he pretends to be a snob as a robot.
Maybe.
That's amazing. If that's true. If he's like, well, he was all proper on set. He was always saying, oh, yes, sir. Mr. Skywalker.
What a bloody toff.
Yeah, what a bloody toff, mate.
But, I think I saw that in the documentary. It was called Bringing Back Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
And a British comedian tries to gather up all the old Star Wars cast members.
Uh-huh.
So... if you wanted to see what Kenny Baker thinks of C-3PO, they can go there. Anyway, do you think they could get him in that ball and just have him rolling around in there?
They'd have to break a couple of his limbs.
Sure.
It's fine, I guess.
You okay with it?
Yeah, it's fine, probably.
Great.
Yeah.
Bring him back, break those limbs, get him in there.
I don't think they could, though, because there needs to be room for magnets, right? Mm,
you're right. Mm. Though, in that making of thing we saw,
yep.
The ball is independent.
Mm-hmm.
That there's nothing inside it. And it's just got four wheels in the helmet bit, the head bit.
Okay, right.
And that rolls the ball.
Oh, then you could put Kenny Baker in there.
Absolutely, you could.
What if we make... Oh, okay, how about this?
You'd open it and he just would have drowned in his own vomit.
How about they make a big one?
Yep.
Like that's big enough to fit him in it and he arrives at conventions in it.
Yes!
That'd be great, right?
And so it rolls up and it cracks open like an egg,
yep.
And he falls out.
Yeah, that'd be good. So good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know what? Here's what I'm reading. There's a Comixology Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle sale
okay.
right now.
How much money are they paying you? Sell out?
Ah, son of a bitch. But it's just all the IDW's current series, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Great. All the old stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get all that.
Maybe.
Pretty good.
Also, I should mention this as well. We might be getting sponsorship for the podcast at some point.
Fantastic.
Coming up.
Great.
So just to make people aware of that, it just mean that we'd have more money. That's
great.
That's the dream.
I'm
right?
Aware of it. Yeah. Yeah, totally.
So, look, that might be a thing that's happening at some point.
Yeah.
And it'd be similar to if you listen to any of the Nerdist podcasts. It's that kind of situation.
There's a little 30-second thing at the start, and there's something in the middle.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It. But that's a maybe.
Oh, here's some news that I should have put in at the start, but I forgot about. Maybe you can edit it.
You've
in.
Got
maybe
a new just, phone.
Maybe the same old phone.
I know.
This isn't even news. I think this happened like last week or something like that.
Mm.
But there's going to be a Full House.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
there's
to bring
gonna,
that
There's going to be a spin-off. It's going to be called Fuller House. It's going to be on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's going to contain all the favorites. And I only mention it because of our very occasional segment that doesn't seem to recur at all, but it still amuses me. Dave Coulier, in which our listeners email in and tell us the times when Dave Coulier, Uncle Joey on Full House, was mean to them.
Cruel.
Very cruel. So if we could bring that back, if
Absolutely.
Anybody has more stories, please email in.
If you know somebody, ask around.
Ask around if you are going to be part of this show. Like if you're going to be an extra on it, we'd like if there's an opportunity for you to be an extra on it, get in on it because I want Dave Coulier to be mean to you.
Do you want to know the
tell
story?
Tell us about it.
Go out of your way to make him mean to you.
Yes.
Do you want? I think some of the stories we've had is ask for an autograph and he was mean.
Right.
He'd
get out of fired.
Yeah, he got you fired. He'd get you out. He'd get out of paying for meals and stuff.
Yeah, and then get you fired.
Yeah, pretty good. No, I'm all for that. But okay, so the story of Fuller House is DJ, who is the eldest daughter, has
been murdered. And they all have to get in together and figure out who did it.
She's got two boys and she's pregnant. Uh-huh. And like the original Full House, she's widowed. And so people have to move back in to make her house full again.
Wow.
And Uncle Jesse is...
What a bizarre time loop they're trapped in.
And Uncle Jesse is back, confirmed. But everyone else is like kind of in negotiations. Though apparently the Olsen twins haven't been contacted yet. Right.
They'll just get Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah, exactly.
She's great.
She's the best one.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Just say the time loop has melded them together into one better Olsen.
One better Olsen. Mm. Well, in Full House, there only is one Michelle. Like, there's not two of them. So they'd only need one Olsen. Yeah. You know, I don't care which one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it Lizzie Olsen. It's great.
I'm going to watch this. I'm not going to like it, but I'm going to watch
exactly,
it.
Exactly, sure.
Have mercy. Am I right?
There we go.
Cut it out.
There we go. Is it going to... I don't know. They can't make a Full House-esque sitcom today.
They did Girl Meets World or whatever. Boy Meets World sequel.
Okay. But they can't make this again. Like, they can't make the kind of sitcom they made in the 80s again. It doesn't work anymore.
Do you think,
it'll be Arrested Development style,
yeah,
maybe.
You're right.
Yeah.
No, I think it'll be... it'll be slightly updated, but it'll be mostly the same.
Right.
I think they're going to... do you think they'll get back Steve Urkel for a cameo? Like in the Steve Urkel cameo once.
I hope so, yeah.
He met Uncle Joey, Uncle Jesse, and he used his classic catchphrase, "Got any cheese?"
Fantastic.
Is that a catchphrase? I know he says that in that. I don't know whether
his classic catchphrase was, "Did I do that?
Did I get that cheese?"
Yeah, precisely.
No, I know, but he also says, "Got any cheese?"
He had so many catchphrases. Okay, great.
All right, so that's the show for this week.
Fantastic.
Next week, we're bloody Age of Ultroning it.
Yeah.
So get out there and see it, because we're going to do non-spoilers and then spoilers. Mm. If you've got any thoughts, email them in to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Or on Twitter or Facebook.
Yes.
We're the same on that.
Yep.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
Yeah.
You can find us in all places in life.
Oh, also weeklyplanetpod.bandcamp.com.
Yes. Mm. What do we got up there at the moment? Avengers.
Avengers. We've got Watchmen.
Yeah.
We've got other ones.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, and they're pretty good.
We'll try and do some Star Wars ones.
Yes.
Yeah. We should play some Star Wars video games as well.
Great.
Name one.
Super Star Wars.
Done.
Super Empire Strikes Back.
I could we do all three and we just cut out.
I
played him to test it out. Uh-huh. I'm like, I tried to get to Vader on Empire Strikes Back and I couldn't. So I'm going to have to practice or something.
They were very difficult back in the
day. Boy, were they. Mm-hmm. All right. Everybody get out there and grab that gem.
Grab that gem. Well, speaking of grabbing that gem, just before we go, very special shout out to Kyle Jones.
Yeah.
At Kyle_Moans on Twitter.
Kyle Moans.
Who sent us a little tweet, a little special little tweet. Just hope this isn't weird. And then a photo of the very first Grab Dat Gem tattoo.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
That blow your mind?
Yeah.
That's there forever.
Yeah. Like we're here forever. Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Looks great. I love it.
You like the font,
I do. It's a little bit nautical.
Yes.
It's got a little twist. I love it. Gem looks great.
Which gem is that?
Power or something? I don't know.
They change it in the movies.
Looks great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you, Kyle @Moans.
_Moans.
_@Moans.
Yeah, great. Well, I'm amazed by that. That's fantastic. That's my favorite thing this week.
If everybody could get a tattoo,
please
do that.
Yeah.
Would you get a tattoo?
No.
I couldn't.
Can't decide on one.
I don't have enough skin.
Yeah. If only I loved a podcast enough that I could get that tattoo.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Grab that gem, everybody. Especially
absolutely.
Kyle.
Yeah, you know it.
He has already.
Did it already.
He doesn't have to grab
champion.
It. Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.